Going in our pregame by head coach Andy Cooper. And coach, kind of a tough role against Emmitsburg this past Friday. But a state-ranked team, very solid team, had a lot of players back from a year ago. First, overall thoughts.
Yeah, Emmitsburg was a very good ball team. We knew they were coming into the game, and we just mentally weren't fully prepared, but coming back, ready to go for this week.
Well, I won't call it a junk offense because it's pretty effective for them when it's rolling, right? And really, when you watch that thing, you're kind of watching football history, but it's a thing that you're not going to see again this year.
Correct. Offense was they have a well-oiled machine over there with Emmitsburg's offense, and yeah, it's something we won't see the pace of it. We won't see the rest of the year. We'll see the formation-wise, we'll see a couple, see it here and there with a couple of teams we'll play.
And those listening into our conversation didn't have a chance to see it on the video feed or at the game. It's a lot like the old black and white football films. I mean, they run out of the huddle, get to the line, snap as soon as they get there. It looks an awful lot like that.
Yeah, correct. The pace of the game definitely changes with the way they huddle, sprint out to the ball, and they're going. It's definitely something they practice a lot, and they definitely own it.
Well, how difficult is it to get used to something like that?
It's hard to try to prepare for in a week's amount of time with your scout team. Just the biggest thing is trying to get the formations, but then trying to also include the pace of running up the ball and getting the ball snapped in a hustle is really tough to do.
Again, Emmitsburg ranked top five, I believe, in the latest 1A poll, and able to get things going. That rhythm offense, they had it in rhythm, able to get the score up early, 28-0, but the Orbs, later on in the game, there was a magic moment for me that really showed the character of this team. That's a breakaway run for a touchdown. Their quarterback had the sideline, and it wasn't one Orb. As I remember, it was like four that were in hot pursuit all the way to the end zone. They get them at the one-yard line and force a fumble.
Yeah, it was a hustle play by Owen Brower, not giving up on the play. It's definitely a play someone you could definitely just give up on once they get to the sideline and know they're gone, but our guys definitely stuck with it, and the hustle paid off by stripping the ball into the one-yard line and getting the fumble recovery was huge.
Yeah, and then the turnaround on that, you go 99 yards the other way. As a group, too, man, you had to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, we knew at that point momentum was in our favor, and we had to take advantage of that opportunity, and our offense took advantage of it, and went 99 yards and put in the end zone.
An electric play by the Orbs, a 69-yard run by number two.
Yeah, again, Isaac Winthy put the ball in his hands, and he did Isaac Winthy things and found a hole and then hit the outside. And once Isaac hits the outside, there's not many people that can catch him.
Along with the speed, there's a lot of things that go into his game. What else makes him the player that he is?
He's so shifty when it comes to being able to find the right gap. And it's not just him. We got to credit the wide receivers on the edge there. They definitely have some huge blocks that help him out a ton. And them sticking on those blocks are important in order for him to get to the edge and find those holes that he needs to find.
Well, as a former lineman, the boys up front, the big boys got to love that too, because you don't have to maintain a block for a long amount of time.
Correct. When you run outside zone like that, the biggest thing is you just got to get in front of someone and hold on to that position for at least 3 seconds. And if you hold on to it for that amount of time, they're usually by you by then.
Well, look at some of the standouts on offense. The score a little misleading. There were some high water marks on the offense. Who stood out to you?
Like normal, Landon Cistra, he was able to get in a rhythm in the second half with throwing the ball. He found some open receivers and was able to make connections with them. Isaac Winthy, again, finding the edge and getting us started offensively was big. Those two definitely kind of got the offense rolling and started in the second half.
Defensive side of the football, another big game for Mitchell Fisher. He's become a force in Northwest Iowa, and when we get to our follow-up interview with Coach Even, other coaches are starting to take notice too.
Yeah, Mitchell, and at the middle linebacker positions, playing great this year. He's really standing out defensively. He's a guy that's not afraid to fill the hole, and he's going to make you feel it when you're running right at him, which is great. He's doing a great job, and his leadership on the field and off the field has been tremendous this year.
Well, he's getting to a lot of plays, but you talk about it, it's one of the big parts of this team. Do your 1-11th, and each guy on defense doing their job to help funnel some tackles to him.
Yeah, and that's something, especially talking to the D linemen, they understand that their job isn't going to be making a, they're not going to have a 10 plus tackles a game. Their job is to take up blocks and open up those gaps for our linebackers to make those tackles and for our safeties to fill those holes. And yeah, everyone on defense doing their 1-11th is important, because if we're not, the linebackers are getting blocked, or the offense is getting up to the second level blocking our safeties and stuff, and that's a big part of our game.
Well, it's going to be even bigger over the next four games, begin the district part of the schedule. And I know another credo of this team is this week is this week, next week is next week. But when you take a step back look, maybe we'll call it that, at the district, what do you see?
It's not surprise to anyone. I would say we play in one of the toughest districts in 2A, and that's a privilege. You get to play a good team every week, and that's what you should want to do when you play football, is play good teams, and we get that opportunity every week, which is great.
And that opportunity, you're looking to result in a top four finish in the district and an opportunity in the playoffs. So it's a small margin of error, but it's not the type of thing where the pressure's on every week, where you have to make every play, and there's a big difference.
Correct. And you definitely have to take one week at a time, and this is when football gets real, when it comes to district play.
Well, for you as the head coach and the coaching staff, the rhythm of a football season, we're going to get into that now, where it's on the road, then back home, on the road, back home. How much of an advantage is that?
It's an advantage, because yeah, you're getting on a bus and driving 40 plus minutes, and home team's just showing up that day, and it's important for our guys to make sure they're getting enough sleep, getting proper nutrition put into their body. But from a coaching standpoint, we all do our part when it comes to game planning, and credit to my coaching staff, they do an excellent job on both offensive and defensive side of the ball, coming up with the game plans for each week.
Well, this week, the opportunity at Rock Rapids against Central Lyon, George Little Rock, a team that looks quite a bit different than they did a year ago, but you are talking a tremendous amount of tradition.
Yeah, and coming to this week, the big talk we had was, it doesn't matter who they have, who's across the ball from you. Central Lyon's a very traditional team, and they're going to place their best 11 across the ball, and they're a very solid team, and they have their really good athletes as well this year, and we have to game plan and be ready for those guys to make a difference on the ball field. And Central Lyon, there is no reloading year when it comes to them, with just the tradition they have and have built. And again, very good ball team, very well coached program, and yeah, excited to get on the field against them.
Yeah, individually, with some of those new faces, looking at them on film, who's gotten your attention?
Both quarterback and running back. Both sophomores. They're young, but they are very good athletes. The running back is very he's going to put his foot in the ground and run north and south, and if you're going to try to tackle high, he's going to run you over, and that's the type of runner he is. Quarterback's very athletic. He can throw a really good ball, and he can also hit the edge and run the ball a little bit. So game planning for those two, and expecting a lot from both of them.
Well, as far as keys to the game, what needs to happen for the Orbs to have a happy road trip back from Rock Rapids?
Again, we have to show up and be physically and mentally ready to play a football game and play four quarters. I've been saying in the past 3 weeks now, we have to put together all four quarters, and especially now when it comes to district play. Just like we talked about as a team, everyone has to do their 1-11th and be ready to play a football game.
Perhaps tonight's the night for that four-quarter game. We shall find out in just a matter of moments. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you for having me.
ORIP head coach Andy Cooper on ORIP pregame here at Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.7.
Milchase Lumber now offers your home cabinet solution. Kitchen compact cabinets built for rec rooms, garages, basements, as well as kitchens. They will withstand the rigors of multifamily use. These U.S.-made kitchen compact cabinets come fully assembled and are available in oak or maple in five durable furniture finishes. The best part? These affordable cabinets are delivered in days, not weeks. With two designs in stock, now at Milchase Lumber, proudly serving you from all their locations. Need new cabinets? See Chase.
The Dental Office in downtown Sheldon and on Highway 18 in Rock Valley invites you to experience the best family and cosmetic dentistry has to offer. Dr. Chad Brown and team welcome new patients and offer a relaxing environment in which to experience the latest in dental technology. Call today and ask Beth Hamill to schedule an appointment for you at the Dental Office. Call 324-9999 in Sheldon today.
Joined on pregame by Central Iowa George Little Rock head coach Curtis Eben. Coach, dropped the opener, but two wins have come since then. And you're coming off a strong win at West Sioux this past Friday. Your thoughts about those first three games?
Yeah, you know, really we played pretty good football throughout times. You know, I just think the biggest thing is right now is the consistency throughout our team. I thought opening up the season, we weren't consistent against Emmitsburg, and it cost us a game plus some turnovers, and then bounced back against MOC and played really good football. And so that was really good to see. And then last week against West Sioux, we ended up getting a W, but, you know, we didn't play our best football. You know, looking at film and, you know, going throughout that game, we felt like we could play much better and started up 14-0 and then just kind of, you know, struggled after that with some concept things and guys just playing all together as one. So, you know, that's a big focus this week is playing 11 guys versus 11 guys and not having guys, you know, not lined up right or doing little things not right. So, you know, yeah, well, you know, we're a young team and at times it shows that. And so we'll just keep plugging away.
41-29, the final score. Halftime, though, 21-20. What you talking about at halftime and what got this thing kick-started and allowed you to take control in the second half?
You know, yeah, you know, we just started doing things a little bit better, I guess, in the second half and got settled in, you know, and then on the last drive before the overtime was a big part. You know, I felt that was a 6-minute, 7-minute drive that we put things together and got in and then, you know, gave them opportunity to take a field goal to tie it up and bring it into overtime. Then overtime, you know, three plays later, we punched it in, you know, again, it's just, again, doing little things right on the offensive side. And I thought our defense stepped up big in the overtime and you know, really didn't give them much and stopped them with 4 downs to win the game.
Well, I got a little closer look here during some of your comments. I appreciate you sending me the box score from Huddle. I didn't realize that was overtime. What are you talking about at the end of regulation?
You know, really it was about we just haven't had many of those games that have been in overtime, so our kids didn't know what to expect. So we had to make sure our kids understood the expectations and kind of how the game is ran in overtime. And again, it was just, you know, we told our guys, hey, we just went down and scored. Like, there's no different. We're going to line up and do it again. And, you know, they firmly believe that we got after them up front and punched the ball. And so, again, we're really proud of our kids and their resilience throughout the game. And you know, like I said last week, too, it's not a matter of effort as much as it is. We just got to make sure we're doing the little things right. And, you know, that along with that effort and doing things right, we're a pretty good football team when we do those things.
Well, you mentioned having a younger team. You'd like to do it the easy way, certainly, but a situation like this, how much of a gift is that, really, for a young building team?
Yeah, you know, like I said, it builds character as you go along. You know, there's probably been a couple butt chewings along the way that you build some of that character, too, I guess, as you go along here. But that's why I'm proud of our guys. They stayed the course of buying in. And every one of these victories with, you know, the seniors, the sophomores, it's a big deal for these guys. And, you know, just, again, building that, you know, camaraderie between guys and the trust factor and things like that. And it's been, so far, it's been, you know, we've been showing some signs of being a pretty good team.
A little different situation for you as a coaching staff, too. The last several years, you've had dome teams, and now to have a team where you've got a few questions, not as set as you have been the past few years, what's that been like for you?
Yeah, you know, it's, here at U, you know, you don't have, we'll be lucky to ever have the amount of D1 athletes come out of a program that we had the last couple of years. So, you know, again, for us, you know, it's just a new year. We have some guys to build off from the years past, and those guys have stepped up, and then with a pretty talented sophomore group that has come in and helped us. So, you know, with the mix of everything, we feel like it's been a good mix, but, you know, again, the wins will come a little bit tougher than the years past, but that's all right. You know, we've been coaching our tails off, and it's been fun, that aspect of it. You know, like we talked earlier, as a coaching staff, we've coached more in the last this past season than we have in the last three seasons, and the fact of just getting guys positioned right and understanding the concept, getting them lined up, and you know that part's always fun too. As you see, in the last couple of years, we haven't had a lot of progression because we just started kind of at the top, I should say. But this year, you know, just watching our kids grow and develop and understanding the scheme and understanding the game even better every week, that's been fun from a coaching standpoint.
Well, let's go around the horn a little bit, if you will. Start with the offense. You know, three games in. Mixture of some new players. Who makes this offense go? And the second part of that, have you had a chance to develop a personality on offense yet?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And the fact that we, offensively, you know, you guys start with our offensive line. You know, we love to run the football, and that's been the way it's been. I think, you know, Sam Christensen, Reagan Hashi have really done a nice job of leading us up front. And then we have Jacob Downard and Zach and Ethan Knobloch that have stepped up, and they're just every game they're getting better and understand things as we go. And then H-back Drew Cooper Schmidt, he's kind of like he's our butter to our bread type of guy from the H-back standpoint, and so he's done a nice job there. And then our wideouts, Matt Albert, a senior, another returning starter for us, has had a couple of good games within, and against. Got some outstanding blocking for us. So, and go to the quarterback side, you know, and Jaden is a sophomore quarterback, and Michelet is a sophomore running back. So, you know, those guys, every game they play, they're going to get a little bit better. And, you know, here we are going into game four, halfway through our season. So, those guys are, you know, I tell those guys now, you're experienced players. And, you know, even though you're still sophomores, but it's time to make that jump. And I think they have. And so it's been fun. But, you know, our identity is still to run the ball. You know, that's what we do. And, you know, our passing game will open up a little bit more if we can establish our run.
Defensive side of the football, who's making the defense work for you?
Yeah, it starts up front again. You know, you got to have, I think, Reagan Hashi, Sam, Jack Kroll, you know, and then Zach Drantha, our four D linemen. They do an excellent job just, again, controlling the line of scrimmage. And then linebacker-wise, you got sophomore Jephte, and then Drew Cooper Schmidt, also our middle linebacker. But those guys have played extremely good football. And up front, you know, we just got to get them to settle in. Last week, you know, we just got bounced around a little bit too much with pass and run and stuff. But good week to learn from it. So our secondary, you know, we bounce a lot of guys around. We have a lot of guys in and out in the secondary. And, you know, just really trying to find, you know, with some injuries that were evolved throughout the season, we're just trying to still find guys that fit in a good system, and we're, I say each week we're getting better. Matt Elbert obviously returned to the safety, and you know, Liam Vanderzee, you know, two consistent faces with Wesson Frecky in that corner. So and so, yeah, you know, it's one of those things we're going to continue doing what we're doing. We just got to keep building and getting more experience as we go.
Wow, three games in, how do you feel about your special teams at this point?
Yeah, you know, I'd say that's a strength. One of the strengths of our program right now is our special teams have done a nice job of you know, we have more touchbacks this year and kickoff than we've ever had. You know, our PA team's getting better each game, and you know, our return game is always dangerous. So, you got to feel good about that, and the guys keep moving forward with that. So, like I said, it's a big part of the game. It's one third of the game, and we spend a lot of time on it.
Well, you look at Sheldon on film. What catches your eye with the Orbs?
obviously their size. They're very large up front. They move pretty well. Defensively, they'll stay in that 4-3, 3-4 look or whatever it may be. But they live on their size, and quarterback wise, the kid is an extremely talented quarterback. He's a senior, does things pretty well. And then the tailback, the speedy little guy, he gets out. I throw the ball to him also. Number eight, the receiver is another talented kid that a senior that has been around a while. So those three guys kind of I'd say make their offense go. And then the defensive side, number 35 is a tough linebacker who flies the ball. I mean, he leads basically Northwest Iowa in tackles. So we got to know where he's at and make sure we're getting bodies on him. So they do things, they're solid in what they do, and they kind of live and die by what they do.
When it comes to the keys to the game, picking up a win in the district opener, what needs to fall your way?
First of all, you gotta not turn the ball over. I think that's the biggest, you gotta take care of the football. And then up front in the O-line, D-line, you gotta win those battles. You might lose a couple here and there, but for four quarters, you gotta end up winning that battle. And I think that's the key to any game is, on the offense side, you got to block better than they did week four, and the defense side, you got to tackle better than they did week four. And so, we're keeping improving on that, but those are things that you don't want in any football games. You got to do the little things right.
Well, I appreciate the update and the insights to your team this year, Coach. Looking forward to a good one up in Rock Rapids this week as the district schedule gets underway. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Central Lyon, George Little Rock head coach Curtis Eben on our pregame here at Kiowa AM 1550 FM 100.7. And we are back at Rock Rapids for the opening kickoff here tonight. The Orbs winning the toss. They deferred. They'll have the ball in the second half. Get a look at the Central Lyon, George Little Rock offense to start things out tonight. And field conditions, we didn't have a chance to talk about that too much. You look at a grass field here in Rock Rapids, almost looks like it's turf. I mean, it's manicured.
Yeah, it sounds like they moved a few games over to George and, not too many home games here yet. So, just a beautiful, beautiful surface to play on the natural grass here today.
Yeah, trimmed up, and really looks like a putting green. Trimmed up nice and neat.
Yeah, for sure. Just hopefully there's no holes there. We don't need no twisted ankles, but sounded good. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, the ball on the tee. The Orbs will kick off. Martinez, the Orbs sophomore kicker, will do the honors for Sheldon. Double-check that. Jonathan Martinez, a freshman. Two men deep for Central Lyon, and the ball in the air. It's going deep toward the 5-yard line, picked up, grab and go for a Micolette Saddam. Saddam looking to get to the outside and brought down at the 20-yard line.
Beautiful tackle there by Braden Mao was the first to get to him, and then a host of Orbs fouled up. But great job keeping him just shy of the 20. But we'll call it the 20-yard line where the offense for Central Lyon will take over.
And a correction there, Gepette. Number seven, Gepette Raymond, a sophomore on the return, and he's one of the many weapons for this team. Hit a 42-yard field goal last week, and he's not the regular kicker.
Isn't that crazy? That's what we found out here pregame.
First and 10 out of the spread, the give to Saddam. Saddam to the outside. He's got some speed. He's got some room. He's got the sideline, and he's got a chance. Orab's coming across, knocked out at the Orab 35-yard line.
Yeah, that's, we saw that he was going to get quite a few carries. There have been, and exactly, just made one cut and got to the outside and outran that defense. So they're going to have to make sure they can contain him.
Cooper Meyer Vanderslice coming across the field, had the angle, otherwise he was gone. Play that went from the Central Lyon George Little Rock 20 to the Yorub 35, first and 10. One back in the backfield with the quarterback, Dale, also a sophomore. The toss right side and around the corner, not able to make the corner, but does make the 30, does Saddam.
And he's brought down halfway to a first down, so second and five. Backfield for Central Wyoming, George Little Rock. Saddam, the tailback, 5'9", 186, a sophomore. So he's got good size and power, and we've seen some pretty good speed, too.
Yes.
At 5'9".
For sure, for sure. A lot of speed there, and guess what? We'll be talking about him for the next couple of years. If he's just a lot of the skill positions here are loaded with sophomores.
Quarterback as well, also a sophomore, waits the snap and a give.
Oh!
And Orbs almost had him in the backfield, redirects, and before he can get away, Orbs get the tackle at the 25-yard line, but still another solid pickup for Saddam.
Yeah, great job by Mitchell Fisher. He was in the backfield and just couldn't tackle him. Yeah, and then he made a cut, and Landon Seister came up to make the stop, but not before about a 7-yard gain or so for another first down.
Pretty good-looking sophomore. I can see why they give him the ball about 20 times a game. That's pretty much status quo. Good quickness as well. Not your ordinary sophomore running back for sure. The quarterback's number 11. Jaden Dale, he's a 6-foot, 175-pound sophomore. So he'll be around for a while, too. First and 10. And the keeper this time into the open and around the corner and into the end zone. Touchdown for Central Wyoming, George Little Rock. Jaden Dale in for the touchdown, 25-yard run.
Yeah, you know, they've been feeding that tailback all, you know, this whole drive, and Jaden just faked it to him and scurried around the right side of the line for about a 24, 25-yard score.
So an 80-yard drive on their first possession for Central Wyoming, George Little Rock, and a couple of things, almost a flashback situation. Quarterback getting to the outside, scoring from 25 yards out with great speed. We've seen that before over the last 5 years. Ball on the tee. The kick is up, and it is good. And a 7-0 lead for Central Wyoming, George Little Rock. They cash in on their first possession. Take a timeout. We're back for a football on Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
When students are on computers and tablets, their eyesight may suffer from the extended use of technology. In fact, most children spend at least 3 hours a day on electronic devices. An important step each school year is having a regular comprehensive eye exam to ensure your children's vision is clear and their eyes are working together properly. Call Dr. Radke at either Sheldon or Polina locations for an appointment today.
Visit McDonald's before or after the game and grab your favorite Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, grilled chicken, or McNuggets. Add a fry with your favorite soft drink for energy to cheer for the Orbs or make the drive home without that growling tummy. McDonald's restaurant at the crossing just off the east bypass, Highway 60 in Sheldon.
Dave DeCook Siding and Windows and DK Plastics wants to wish the Sheldon Orbs good luck. Let the Castle Beautifier beautify your castle. Replace those old, inefficient windows at the same time. Dave DeCook Siding and Windows and DK Plastics of Archer.
And we're back at Rock Rapids, methodic but nonetheless quick strike offense for Central Wyoming, George Little Rock. They're on the board with 10:18 left, first quarter. Touchdown run by Jaden Dale, the quarterback, 25 yards. Kick good, and it's 7-0. Kick into the end zone. Orbs will start out at their own 30-yard line as we get set to see the Orbs for the first time. 30 or 35 on a kick into the end zone.
You mean for as far as coming out? No, just the 20.
Okay, standard rules.
Yep.
That is remained.
Okay, I was a little confused at what you were talking. If that's what you're trying to figure out, where they kicked off from, or where it was going back out, or what? But
I have the ability to confuse you. I've been able to do that over the years.
Yes, you have, and I got to just stop and, you know, put everything in gear before I answer you once in a while.
Orbs first and 10 at their own 20. Keeper up the middle. Defense collapses in a hurry. Able to spin away, but the play called dead. And Vanderslice, Cooper Meyer Vanderslice, taken down. He'll lose a yard, in fact. Ball spotted at the 19. It's the first play. Good surge up front by Central Wyoming, George Little Rock. The boys up front, defensive end, Zach Drent, 230-pound junior. At tackle, Levi Kramer, 5'8", 165, senior. The other tackle, Sam Christensen, the big boy, 6'3", 270, a senior. Back to pass, seats are out in the flat. He's got Mitchell. And Fisher stopped at the original line of scrimmage at 20. It's a quick reaction by the linebackers in the secondary for Central Lions George Little Rock. The other end for the Lions is Jack Krull, 6'3", 225-pound senior. Orems in the backfield. Landon Seastra, the quarterback, 6'3", 220-pound senior. Cooper Meyer Vanderslice with him, 5'11", 180 junior. The tight ends, Mitchell Fisher, 6'2", 170 junior. Wideouts, Tyson Getting, number 8, 6'3", 180 senior. Also Isaac Wimpe, 5'9", 170 senior. Cooper Jansma, 6'3", 165 senior. Orems looking at third and 12. Seastra looking to throw. He'll put it up the sideline. And an excellent defensive play by Central Lions George Little Rock. A good throw, but an even better pass coverage by Weston Frecking.
Yeah, it looked like Weston Frecking was on the coverage there, and ball had plenty of distance, just steered it just a little out of bounds. So, Wente didn't have really a chance to field it, so it brings up a first punt for Tyson Getting here to see how far we can pin the Lions back.
Return men just on their side of midfield. Getting with the kick and fair caught at the 44-yard line of the Lions. So the first punt by the Orubs, and Tyson, 5 punts on the year, averaging 39.6 per punt. And now the Orubs left settle in, play some D. They've seen a pretty strong first impression on the part of Central Lions George Little Rock.
Yeah, you know, it just seems like Central Lions is just going to reload with the big guys up front. And that's exactly what they did this year. So we'll see if they can put a little better defensive stand together.
And standard spread offense, and the keeper again this time. It's Dale, the quarterback. He finds an opening. Great speed, and he makes his way inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. It's another hard charge by Central Lions George Little Rock. And the boys up front, Zach Dremp, 6'3", 230-pound senior. Ethan Knobloch, 5'9", 230-pound junior, the center. That's Reagan Hashey, 5'8", 175 senior. The other tackle, Jack Krull, 6'3", 225-pound senior. Left tackle, Sam Christensen, 6'3", 270, a senior. And a first and 10. And another keeper on the part of the quarterback. He's got the outside. He's shifty, and he's got speed, and brought down at the 15-yard line of Sheldon.
Yeah, another huge hole up on the left side. Looked like Landon Seatra was able to bring him down. If he doesn't get him, it possibly goes the distance.
And the results at the moment for this offense looking very familiar. Plug in different faces, different names, but still able to run it at a very high level. It's one back in the backfield with Dale. And to give Saddam going left side or right side. Great speed, and he's in the end zone again. 15-yard TD for Michelet Saddam. On the board once again, Central Lions George Little Rock. The 56-yard drive this time comes with 7:50 to go in the first quarter. And Central Lions George Little Rock, a few questions coming in, but they're looking very much for real. And the Orbs catch a break. There's a flag on the field.
Oh,
they'll take that touchdown away.
Yeah, it's going to come back the way it looks.
Back to the 26-yard line. So that will be a spot foul of some sort.
I didn't see. I would imagine a hold or a block in the back would be the obvious call. I don't believe the guys are mic'd up here tonight.
No, looking at a second and 20 for the Lions. Pistol this time with the back behind the quarterback. Give to Saddam, looking for the corner again. He's bounced out of bounds. No gain this time. Good job of the Orbs to string it out.
Yeah, that was a great job by the Orbs. Colt Rose got in there, actually almost got him for a loss, and just kind of strung that play out to the sideline, and Tyson Getting was able to get him for minimal gain.
Second and 18, 23-yard line. The line of scrimmage for the Lions, their second possession here this evening. Great night for football. Kickoff weather, 84 degrees, 29% humidity, south breeze at 12. And the snap toss to the outside left side this time for Saddam. He's got the corner again. Picks up about four before he's taken out of bounds at the 10-yard line of Sheldon. So get back roughly 10 yards plus.
Yeah, for sure. So very manageable third down. They still can get a first down here without getting her into the end zone. It looks like they're just on the north side of the 10-yard line.
So third about five.
Yeah.
Orab's looking for a stop here. The boys up front, Oldenkamp, DeBoer, Lang, and Miller. So we'll give you the rest of the Orab defense as we go along. Standard spread set, one back in the backfield. And a keeper this time, it's Dale. And Dale taken down at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, that's awful, awful close for a first down, but we'll see what...
And
they are moving the chains. So first and goal at about the 5-yard line there for Central Lyon.
So the Lions get just what they needed, plus a little bit more, I guess. They needed five, they got six. Clock at 7:08 and counting, first quarter. 7-0 lead for the Lions. They're driving once again. And they break out of the huddle. Four chances to punch it in. And out of the spread this time with Saddam next to Dale. The give to Saddam. Saddam with a stiff arm. And the Orbs are going to get him down short of the goal line, about the 2-yard line. But Saddam, the thing about him at 186, very rarely gets hit for a while. So he picks up at least a couple of feet.
Yeah, he's got some big legs on him. There's a lot of power in that 5'9" frame of his. So
second and goal this time from the 2-yard line for Central Lyon. Central Lyon, George Little Rock. Both teams coming in at 2-1 on the year. This is the district opener for these two teams. Five-game run now to see who survives for the playoffs coming up on week 9. And a give to Saddam. He is into the end zone. Great job by the boys up front. 2-yard touchdown run. And into the end zone once again. Central Lyon, George Little Rock, as they feed their tailback. Extra point upcoming. And to handle the extra point, the kicker for extra points is Logan Koob. Sophomore, the field goal man, that's Jepty Raymond. Another sophomore. On the tee, kick is up. It is good. It's a 14-0 lead for Central Lyon, George Little Rock. Two possessions, two scores. We'll take a timeout. We're back for a football on Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
At Proactive Physical Therapy, our team of experienced physical therapists are dedicated to helping you reach your goals and start the new year feeling your best. Whether you're recovering from an injury, seeking relief from aches and pains, or aiming to live a more active lifestyle, our personalized programs are designed just for you. Visit us in Sioux Center, Sheldon, or now Sibley, and let our team help you achieve your goals in the new year. Call Proactive at 720-7664 to set up your appointment.
Dedicated to the work of health and healing is the mission at Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, and that's why they are proud to support area athletics. Whether you enjoy a challenge in the gym, on the court, or in the field, or cheering in the stands, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center provides unparalleled health care backed by a system of specialists. Learn more by visiting sanfordsheldon.org.
And we're back at Rock Rapids. Central Lyon, George Little Rock in front, 14-0. Just completing a 56-yard drive. Mikolet Saddam, 2-yard run. The kick good by Logan Koob. It's 14-0. 6:03 to go. Run on the football. That's headed for the end zone. And just barely went in.
It almost looked like it was going to come back. Yeah, exactly. It looked like it was going to hit and stick there at about the 1.5-yard line. So.
Or a set-up shop at their own 20 again. The kickoff man, I believe that's number 8, Japet Raymond, the sophomore. And we saw him warming up. Just a wealth of riches for special teams for Coach Eben. A couple of sophomores. One that's not the regular guy, hit a 42-yard field goal last week. We saw him warming up, and Raymond hit two, not one, but two 52-yarders, though off the tee, but still 52 yards. Or it's first and 10, their own 20. Throw out in a flat, give to Wenthe. Or it's trying to get a little something going. They've got Wenthe outside. Wenthe Should be good for the first down. Goes out ahead of the stick all the way out to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, just a little quick out for a good 11, 12 yards to Wenthy. So, you know, good for the Orbs just to try to get something positive going here in this first quarter.
So the Orbs come out of the huddle, first and 10 to their own 32-yard line. And two backs in the backfield. And again, that's Meyer Vanderslice to the 35-yard line. It's a positive gain for the Orbs. Sets up at second and 8. 5:44 to go, first quarter. Lions up 14-0. Orbs looking to get something going here on offense. Their second possession. Lions able to score on their first two. That sophomore 1-2 punch attack working out pretty good for them thus far. Orbs two wide receivers spread out wide, two backs in the backfield. Vanderslice, the fake, keep by Seatstra, and pretty good discipline by Central Line of George Little Rock. Seatstra out to the 34-yard line. He'll lose a yard, in fact. As the Orbs look at third and 8.
Yeah, this is going to be a big down for them. Just to kind of keep the ball in their possession and get some positive things going for their offense here.
Foul play coming in from the sidelines for the Orbs. Didn't mention it earlier. Situation for the Lions where they signaled play in. Two wide receivers up top, far side, and one receiver near side. Seastra on the drop, looking to go deep. He unloads in traffic. Nearly caught by Wemphy. Flag flies. Looks like the Orbs are going to have a little PI right there.
Yep. That's there was three of them on Wemphy there. Yeah, let's see who was all. Albert, Vander Zee. There was quite a few. There was three different guys on him there back there. And so Bruns, I think also number 7, was on there. So I suppose take your pick on any one of the three on who got that. But that is going to move the chains for the Orbs.
Yeah, and that'll get him near midfield out to the 48-yard line. Good strong throw by Seatstra. Showing a very good arm. He had that last year. A little quicker release this year. Seatstra, 6'3", 220-pounder. Good arm, man. A good night for winging the football. South wind at 10 miles per hour at the most. Back to throw Seatstra again. This time out in the flat. And the grab and go stopped after the forward progress across midfield at the 46-yard line of Central Line George Little Rock getting on the reception.
About a 6-yard gain for getting, I'd say.
46-yard line, the line of scrimmage. So the forward progress treating him a little bit better. Now looking at a 2nd and 4 for the Orbs.
Very manageable here. So Orbs kind of settling down here a little bit, seeing what Central Line. But, you know, just right off the bat, these guys, again, they just you come into Lyon County in the Beef Bowl, and these guys are just pretty big and physical up front for the Lions.
Give to the tailback, Vanderslice. Evidence of that, Meyer Vanderslice taken down. Loss of about a yard at the 47. It's now the third down play coming up, but again, a third and manageable for the Orbs. They're looking at the opportunity at the 47-yard line. Central Lion George Little Rock. The battle up front comes into play here across the front.
Yeah, for sure.
Kobe Palin, Jack Lang, Levi Lang, the center. Colton Rose, the guard. Ethan DeBoer, the other tackle. And here we go. Snap to Seatstra. Looking to throw. He's got time and runs out of time. The rush gets to him, and he's going to be dropped at the 45.
Yeah, that was a big-time coverage sack there because, boy, the guys up front, you can't ask for more time to throw it, but the defensive backs there for Central Line were kind of stuck on our receivers. There just was no place to go, but you know, you see that, maybe you want to see Landon pull that thing and pull the trigger on trying to see what he can get with his legs, but great job by the secondary, but also great job by the Orbs O-line giving him that much time.
is getting back to punt, and he'll put it in the air, going for the sideline. Fair caught once again, bobbled, and a fight for the football. Let's see how that ends up.
Well, there's two orbs down there. I don't know. I think he got it. Yep, he got it back, but could have been a huge deal for Central Line there if he went for the fair catch and then bounced right off his chest, but somehow managed to recover. It looks like it's going to be about the 19-yard line of Central Line, but that would have been kind of a nice boost that the Orbs needed.
Quick to get down on the coverage, one of the two, Owen Brower Jr., has made a lot of his opportunities nearly going this season.
Yeah, he's had some great special team plays. We kind of found out he was the one that recovered that fumble down there last week.
First and 10, their own 19. First passing attempt by Central Line George Little Rock keeper coming around the right side. Some room to the outside. Jersey tackle grabbing and not letting go out to the 26-yard line.
But it looks like we got a hold, so we're going to be bringing her back there. Caden Jaeger. Great job by Caden Jaeger on the tackle, but it is going to come back.
So that'll be the first penalty on Central Line George. No, second, because they had the pass interference. But the other thing to keep in mind, that came on their first passing attempt.
Yes.
It stayed on the ground up until then. Line of scrimmage now back to the 9-yard line. So big time loss for the Lions. First and 10. Their own 9-yard line. So the drive becomes an 81-yard situation now due to the penalty. One back in the backfield with Dale. Dale on the keeper going right side. Had him momentarily. He catches the corner. Very elusive out to the 22-yard line.
Elliott sure had him and just couldn't manhandle him down, but got about 12 of those. Well, he got all the penalty yards back and then gained about another 2, so brings up a 2nd and 8.
Just out of curiosity, do you remember if Vander Zee was wearing 11 last year? For some reason, I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah, I don't. He's not quite as tall, he's...
And a sophomore. It's a little more time in the huddle. Play signaled in. Looks the in and out of the huddle quickly. Pistol set up this time, running back behind the quarterback, 2nd and 8. And a fake pass out in the flat. And completion for the first down, a little bit more out to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, that was their first completion there to Albert, number 3.
Yeah, he's a 6-foot, 180-pound senior. Kind of a mix, some quality sophomores, but juniors and seniors, good mix, making up this year's edition of the Lions. And now the standard spread set, 1st and 10, 35. Toss and able to
what
drop.
What a stiff arm.
Oh, man. And a great stretch by the Orup defense. They'll get him at the 34-yard line.
Great job by Owen Brower, though. Got him back, and not a huge, basically just got back to the line of scrimmage. Cal Story had him for about a 3-yard loss and got stiff-armed, and Owen Brower was able to come up and finish him off for no gain.
Well, fairly rapid first quarter, nearing a completion, 10 seconds left. Lions have scored on a couple of drives. They're up 14-0 on the Orbs in the home purple and gold. Purple jerseys, pants, gold trim, white numerals, and timeout called. Orbs in the home white, and not a timeout. That'll be the end of the first quarter. We complete the first quarter of play. Central Lion George Little Rock up on a 14-0 score. We'll take a timeout. We're back. Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Hi, I'm Dave Vandenbrink, location president at People's Bank in Sheldon. People's Bank has its roots in agricultural lending. This, along with our experience, helps us understand the needs of those in our communities whose livelihood depends on agriculture. Melissa Mao, Andrew DeBoer, and I are ready to help you with your ag financing needs. Stop by and see how we can help you with your farming operation. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your insurance is a very personal item, something you only want to discuss with someone you trust, so you certainly don't want to discuss it with someone at an 800 number, someone who doesn't know you and probably will never talk to you again. At Perspective Insurance, it is entirely different. You're talking to someone who cares about you, someone whose highest priority is helping you with the best coverage for your money, someone who has answers to your questions. Talk to Prospective Insurance, proudly representing Grinnell Mutual from Northwest Iowa in your community.
Rock Rapids, L.A., and the coach, Corey Rose. Both teams back out on the field. We'll start the second quarter play. First quarter belonged to the Lions, a 14-0 lead. They will now attack the north end zone as they work from our right to left. Second and 10 at their own 35-yard line. And the snap to Dale to give to Saddam. Saddam straight up and taken down at the 40-yard line. So again, another positive run for Michelet Saddam.
Yeah, definitely their workhorse tonight, and maybe the last 3 weeks. I don't know. He saying he had roughly 20 carries. Well, he's going to have probably all that again tonight.
That's good night's work. Sophomore, solid sophomore, 5'9", 186. Now next to Dale in the backfield. Fake of the pitch out in the flat and caught and off to the races. Loses his balance. Down to the 30-yard line of Sheldon. A big-time play once again for Central Iowa, George Little Rock.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of pass plays, but the ones they threw in definitely are working.
That looks to be the wingback, I believe, on the reception. Drew Cooperschmidt.
Yes.
6'1", 200-pound senior. So they've got some size all the way around in that backfield. First and 10 for the Lions, or at 31-yard line. Snap, pass, and that's Cooperschmidt. And he is spun out of bounds at 21-yard line of Sheldon.
Yeah, kind of the same play, but just to the other side. So not quite as big a gain for him, but still ends up being almost a 9-yard gain, it looks like.
Yeah, that came near side where press box side, the near side of the field, the home stands, also the Lions down below us. Across the way, the Orbs and Orb fans. Strong turnout for Sheldon, making that relatively short trip from Sheldon up here to Rock Rapids to support the Orbs. This time, pistol set with Saddam behind the quarterback. And again, Saddam. And he's able to read and react, finds his crease. And he accelerates down to the 10-yard line. His acceleration is impressive.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. He can go from zero to see ya in not so much time.
Yeah, some guys are fast, some are quick, and he's blessed with
He's a little bit of both, yes.
And taking their time just a little bit in the huddle. Central Iowa, George Little Rock. Again, the play is coming in from the sideline. That eliminates changing out players and get into a flow or rhythm. You're able to stay with it. First and 10 from the 9-yard line. Caper this time, Dale, and great play by the Orbs. He's brought down and flag thrown with authority right about where the linebackers are.
Yes, so I'm not quite sure. It looks like, no.
Orbs with a defensive hold.
Yeah.
So, not on a pass play. Yeah, that's unusual.
Yeah, that's a little bit unusual, so. You don't see that very often.
And the penalty will set up the Lions at the Orb 5-yard line. This drive started at the 40 for Central Lions, George Little Rock. Clock will roll. It's 10:21 to go first half. 14-0 lead for the Lions, and driving once again the Orb 5-yard line early in the second quarter. One back in the backfield. And give that is Saddam.
He's
off the right
in.
Side, he's in, standing up. His second touchdown run. And the lead goes to 20-0 in favor of Central Lions, George Little Rock, as they complete the 60-yard drive, their third score. Or excuse me, an 81-yard drive. That started late.
Yeah, it did.
In the first quarter.
Correct.
Continued here, so that's an 81-yard drive. And now the extra point. Kuban for the extra point. He's been successful thus far. Kick is up, and it is good. He gets a high launch angle, and it comes off the tee in a hurry.
Wow. Yeah, when Coach Eva was talking about his special teams, he wasn't kidding.
21-0 your score. We're 10:03 first half. Take a time out. We're back. Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Den Hartog Industries in Hospers is a leading manufacturer in plastics. Some of the best team players come from the smallest communities. Much time, hard work, and devotion goes into the molding of a good team. Den Hartog Industries recognizes this and salutes all the area teams. Den Hartog Industries encourages you to take in the area's activities, athletic and otherwise. Good luck to the area teams for Den Hartog Industries and Hospers. Visit them online at www.denhartogindustries.com.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon proudly support and follow the local teams competing in all sports this season. State Farm has all types of coverage to protect you, your family, and your property. Good luck and enjoy the game.
And we're back at Rock Rapids, a scoring drive by Central Lion George Little Rock. 81-yard drive, 5-yard run off the right side by Mikolets Dobb. The kick by Koob is good, 21-0 in favor of the home team. Central Lion George Little Rock, 10:03 to go first half. And the kick this time returnable, picked up at the 10. Orbs coming straight upfield. And ducking to the outside, the left side. Out to the 25, and then a double leg takedown at the 26-yard line. Grab and go by Owen Brower, the junior.
Yep, another nice return by Owen again. We kind of have been watching him the last 3 weeks and seeing what kind of speed he actually has. So a lot of that was just trying to, you know, Central Line did a great job of staying in their lanes as far as going down to cover that kick. So a lot of his yards were east and west, just trying to find a hole, and he found a little gap and picked up a few extra.
So the Orbs back on offense, first and 10, their own 26. Seatstra looking to throw, and nothing doing downfield, and down goes Seatstra, and the flag gets thrown. A little something to sort out here.
Yeah, and I think we may have had a hold there early on. Yep, definitely. Yeah, when you're... You're hanging out there that long by there. It's tough at any level to sustain and hold a block. But
again, that great coverage downfield. Seedstra forced a double clutch. The corner is Matt Albert. The safety is Weston Frecking. Liam Vanderzee. The other corner is Gavin Bruns with big-time coverage downfield for Central Lion George Little Rock. 5-yard infraction for the Orbs, looking at a 2nd and 15 back at their own 20-yard line. See it through with Vanderslice in the backfield to give to Wenthe coming around the corner, trying to make the corner. Yeah. And a great open field tackle.
Maybe got about 3, maybe 4 yards off that.
He goes down at the 26-yard line. So the Orbs back to the original line of scrimmage, looking at a 3rd and 10. So still work to do.
Absolutely.
Not your ideal to be looking at 3rd and 10, but at least you're even with the sticks.
Well,
not,
yeah,
behind them.
Yeah, it's going to be a long 10 yards. So big down again with 9 minutes remaining in the half here.
And a shotgun type setup, two backs in the backfield, and a flag flies again. I think somebody might have jumped.
Yeah, I think
for the
a couple of these wideouts possibly got a little head start there.
And that will get the Orbs behind the sticks. The Orbs at their 22-yard line, the spot right now. Looking at a 3rd and a full 15. As the play comes in from the sidelines. Orbs, two wide receivers up top, one near side. Two backs in the backfield, one on either side of Seatstra. Seatstra looking to throw up the sideline, and a little miscommunication there. And a good thing that was a little bit underthrown.
Yeah, he
is waiting to happen.
I think if that wasn't underthrown just a little bit, that could have been a pick six here. So a little miscommunication on getting in Seatstra's lap there on maybe the route, but... Nevertheless, brings in Tyson to punt it away with 8:19 left in the half here.
And the Lions just on their side of midfield, the return men at the 42. And a kick by Gettig. Good kick and caught. No fair catch this time. And a grab and go. Quick decision up the left sideline. Bounced out at the 25-yard line. And a strong play.
Yep, they're going to have.
Man, that's Albert.
They're going to have tremendous. Well, wait a minute. We got some flags down at about the 40. So.
Had a one-time broadcast partner refer to that as mustard on the salad.
Yep. Maybe that's why it was such a good run back, huh? There was a hold, so.
Yeah, that does help. Great decision process, though, on the part of the Lions. Couple of quick, fair catches on two previous punts, and then this one, just grab and go. So no hesitation, quick decision. That's what you want with your return
for
guys.
For sure.
So it ends up at midfield. So the Orbs catch a break there. Strong return by Matt Albert, one of the wide receivers, back to receive. Midfield for Central Lion, George Little Rock, first and 10. And in motion, Albert. On the roll right is Dale. And pass to the 40-yard line. And it is caught.
Yeah, by 24 there. So. Yeah, it's going to be just enough for a first down, I believe. Yep.
Pass caught by Egan Pedersen, another sophomore.
Yeah, there's a pile of sophomores. The only thing they got is three seniors and two juniors across the offensive line here.
Yeah, got to be careful with the JV games and how many quarters you get, but right. Varsity level looked pretty good for the sophomores. And a good job of bottling up Saddam. He's brought down inside the 40, 38-yard line of Sheldon. Just a couple on that.
Yeah, just a little swing pass, and he was able to pick up a couple. So about a second down and seven.
Yeah, and outside of penalties, only a couple of times. I don't know as though Central Lion George Little Rock spent very much time behind the sticks.
No.
So they played a pretty clean game. And in motion goes Albert. On the roll is Dale, looking to throw. He's going deep. He's got him, overthrow him. Great design on that play. Just about had it. Dale rolling out to his right, and Albert broke up the sideline.
Yeah, that was quite a. He was open. He just missed him by maybe about a yard and a half is all. So,
6:53 to go, first half. Central Lion George Little Rock's been in control. They lead 21-0. Orbs have had the problems getting something sustained on offense. And a couple of sophomores have played like genuine veterans for the Lions. They're both in the backfield now. Dale, the quarterback, Saddam, the running back. Dale on a roll pass back across near side. A great design play. And
yeah,
that's Albert. He's got a chance and a touchdown saving play by Wentworth. Appear to be the only guy on the field that's faster than he is.
Right. That's going to be just a couple of yards shy.
Oh, the design on that was fantastic. Roll took everybody right.
They had
the
whole
back.
You know, there again, you know, it's tough at the high school level, but any level to just kind of stay home and play your area, and they had the whole entire defense suckered.
Lions not wasting any time, but they got off early, I believe. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, we got a false start there on the Lions. So,
yeah, that momentum looking to go quick. See if they can catch the Orbs off guard. The Orbs were ready, but snapped just a little too quick. Or I guess not quick enough. So
yeah.
Some motion.
You know, this game was clicking, has been clicking quite, you know, right along. But, boy, just, you know, quite a few penalties here. Careless by both teams as far as the penalties here in this first half.
So the line of scrimmage, the 9, and the play on first down, first and 9. The give, Saddam, left side, still fighting, and he's inside the 5 to the 4, and that's some of that fight that goes along with the quickness and speed at 186. Again, you mentioned Thighs look pretty muscular.
Yeah.
You're able to plant and drive, too.
Yeah, when you see when you can see him bulge from up here, you know he's got some tree trunks there for legs.
Don't want to get too carried away, but think of Saquon Barkley, all the pub.
Yeah,
he
there you go.
That would be the comp, at least at the high school level.
Well, it's good, because if you've ever seen the weight room they have here and down, they should all have big legs.
So second and five near the goal line. Swing pass to Saddam. And he's going to go in standing up for the four-yard touchdown. Touchdown pass, couple of rushing touchdowns. Touchdown pass now, 4 yards out for Michelet Saddam. And the offense continues to produce for Central Iowa, George Little Rock. Extra point coming up. Drive that began at the Sheldon 50, able to overcome a penalty and a long punt return by Matt Albert backed it up the midfield, but Lions able to cash in. Kuban for the extra point. And the snap on the tee. Good hole.
Wow.
Picked up off a bad snap. And it's good.
Good all the way over the track. So another one of those kicks.
So a 28-0 advantage for Central Lion. George Little Rock will take a timeout. We're back. Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
You're rushing to the game and uh-oh, you forgot to transfer money at the bank. Never fear, CSB Mobile's banking is here. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon Boyden invites you to download their CSB mobile banking app to your iPhone or Android device and start banking anytime, anywhere. Banking at your fingertips when it's convenient for you so that you can get back to the game. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
It's your friends at the Pizza Ranch in Sheldon inviting you in for our fresh salad bar, country's best chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, and so much more. And try our awesome pizzas like buffalo chicken, taco pizza, pepperoni, or let your crew customize your favorite pizza just for you. We call it our buffet your way. Don't forget the dessert pizza and ice cream. Saddle up in posse and head down to the Pizza Ranch in Sheldon.
And we're back. Touchdown drive of 50 yards by Central Lion George Little Rock. Completed on the touchdown pass from Dale to Saddam. 4 yard touchdown pass, kicked good by Coob. 28-0 the lead for the Lions. 6:04 to go in the half. Run on the football, and that is nearly through the crossbar.
Out of the back of the end zone. Almost.
Been doing this
That's
long
crazy.
Enough. Been doing this long enough to see some impressive kickers, but I don't know if I've seen anything like that.
Yeah. This at the high school level, and I believe he's only a sophomore, too, right?
Yeah, they both are.
Yeah, they both are. So
the longer you do this thing, better the chances are you're going to see something you've never seen before. I think we're on the doorsteps of that tonight with the kickers.
Exactly.
Wow.
And to have two of them.
Yeah.
Why don't they share?
Yeah, somewhat interchangeable parts.
Yeah.
But I guess one kicks off and the other does the extra point.
Well, and kind of what was said, they didn't even know the one kicked until the other one was gone 1 week. And then, hey, you want to? Oh, I'll try.
Yeah, give it a go. Sure, coach.
And then hits a 42-yard field goal.
Yeah, I'm sure at that point, Coach even looked skyward and said, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you tried to kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Lions continue to be the Lions. The face has changed, but in many cases the results do not. It's been a strong program for a lot of years.
It has. And, you know, these kids even, you know, you think it's a rebuild year, but, you know, those years that they're having a lot of success, these kids as sophomores and maybe a few freshmen, junior, you know, they're getting in the ball game and getting a lot of time that you just can't, you know, put a measurable stick on it. But then when it comes the following year, you can see what it's done for them. So.
Well, again, I don't want to get too carried away, but do you know what the last game of the year is?
Yeah, I don't
know. Central Lion and West Lion.
Okay, sure.
Orbs out of the huddle, out of the timeout, and strong response. They're out past the 25 to the 26-yard line.
Yeah, I believe that was Banner Slice up for about five. So just been a rough go for the Sheldon offense here this first half.
MVS with another strong run. So a second and four for the Orbs out to the 27-yard line as they break the huddle. One back in the backfield with Seatstra, wide receivers left and right. On the jet, the give, and not able to turn the corner again. Great string out defense on the part of Central Wyon. That'll be a gain of one, if that, back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, great job by Jack Kroll there, kind of just stringing it out a little bit. He got just enough a hand on Wenthy to be able to bring him to the ground. But big, lengthy, 6'3", got a little bit of a wingspan there for him.
So the play comes in from the sidelines. Orem's looking at a third and four. Big time play, chance to get some momentum put together. Out of the pistol this time. Snap to Seatstra, looking to throw out in a flat, little too high, and it's picked off, coming back the other way. That may be a house call, and it is.
I believe it is.
Picked off out in the flat, return. That was a return of 35 yards. The Lions on the board once again. And did not see who made off with that.
Number 22. Who do we have there?
That would be the safety, Weston Frecking.
Weston Frecking, I believe, was the one that was able to reel that in.
So a defensive score for Central Lyon. George Little Rock, that runs it to 34-0. 4:34 to go, first half. And Kuban for the extra point. And things continue to go the Lions' way. Just how you drew it up when they put together the homecoming festivities. Homecoming tonight here in Rock Rapids. And the snap on the tee kicks up, and it is good. Hard charge for the Orbs from the
That one might
side.
Be in Minnesota.
What's that?
I said that one might be in Minnesota.
Strong possibility working at the north end zone. That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, anytime, you know, we've talked about that over the years. Anytime you can get somebody that can kick the ball at this level and maybe this size school, you know, you maybe expected at a 3A, 4A, 5A school, what have you. But, man, and them guys, you know, have two of them. And we'll see what he does on this kickoff here. But literally went out of the back of the end zone the last one. So, I've seen a lot of impressive stuff, but as a kicking, this is very worth the watch.
It is amazing, absolutely amazing. Kickoff coming up by Central Wyon. George Little Rock with a score now at 35-0. The kick good. Coop has been perfect thus far. That comes with 4:34 to go in the first half. A run on the football coming up. Spotted at the 40-yard line. And signal from the official. Here we go. And the kick.
I lost it in the lights.
Yeah, the official makes the grab. And let's see, wait for him to turn toward me. And that's number 8. Jepet,
yep.
Raymond is the kickoff man.
Yeah, that was number 8, and I lost it in the lights. It was not only long, it was high.
It was.
So you keep that up, and I'm just saying, L.A., that's a good way to pay for a college education and to stay healthy.
It sure enough is. Absolutely. Well worth keeping track of.
Yeah, it'll
where
be.
Where these guys end up.
Yeah, for sure.
That's exceptional talent there, just like a couple of guys they sent down to Iowa City. Pass out in the flat, complete, good for the first down, out to the 35-yard line.
I believe that was to Tyson Getting for a gain of about 12.
So the sticks will move, first and 10 for the Orbs, clock at 4:17 and counting. Orbs looking to get into the end zone. Central Lion George Little Rock with three drives, and a 35-yard interception return for a touchdown. 4 scores offensively and 1 from the defense. First and 10 for the Arts, 35-yard line. Seatstra waits the snap, the give. And Meyer Vanderslice out across the 40 to the 42-yard line. The Arab offense looking energized here on this drive.
Yeah, a little bit, they get a little pizzazz in their step here. The you can tell they're just kind of down right in front of us. The line really came off the ball there, so we'll see what they can keep this thing going.
3:26 and counting, first half. Central Wyoming, Georgia, Little Rock up 35-0. Orem's come with two wide receivers, near side, one back in the backfield with Seatstra. And the snap, Seatstra on the caper. He's going to go straight ahead. Not much doing there. Tries to find an opening.
Maybe one.
Dips out to the left side, and that's going to be at 43-yard line. So third and two for the Orems, one of their better situations this evening. It's been that kind of night for the Lions defense as well. They haven't had a lot of short yardage.
No, they haven't. You know, it's, yeah, for sure. This is one of their more manageable third downs that they've had so far this game.
Orem's out of the standard spread, and
and it's not going to happen.
Right there, the front line and the linebackers for Central Wyoming, George Little Rock.
Yeah, they tried to fake that sweep to Winthy and then hand it to Cooper, but they had such a push off the defensive line that they were going to have no part of it. So,
a lot of gold hats on the football.
Yeah, about a negative two on 2 or 3 yards on that play.
Jepet back to return. Gettig with the kick. And Jepet will have an opportunity. Catches ground. He has to cover it, so he can't advance it, but...
Yeah, he was going to try to get that one on the run, but just wasn't able to corral it in. So, yeah, did the next best thing and just landed on it. So
nerves of steel from these guys, though.
They're just willing
to return anything.
Sophomores, you know, but you get thrown to the wolves, you got to figure it out real quick.
There you go. On 36-yard line, the line of scrimmage for Central Wyoming. George Little Rock, minute 36 to go here. In the first half, Lions up 35-0. Homecoming here in Rock Rapids. Back to throw. And brought down at the 36-yard line. Back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, let's see who got him there.
If that'll be a sack or not, but we'd like to consider it that.
Aaron Ramirez.
Back to the line of scrimmage.
Nice tackle by Aaron for just a short 1 yard gain.
So back to it. Second and nine, timeout called by the Orems. So something they didn't like, want to get it sorted out defensively. Minute two to go, first half. Lions have been in control since the get-go. First two possessions turned into scores. They lead 35-0. We'll take a break. We're back. Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Everyone has a reason for choosing their lender. And if you're in the business of agriculture, you'll find more reasons for choosing Farm Credit Services of America. Along with attractive rates and convenient services, we offer unsurpassed expertise. We also deliver cash-back dividends. No other lender gives back to its customer owners like we do. We are Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Sheldon Power and Equipment brings you Orb Sports. At Sheldon Power and Equipment, of course, you can trade your equipment in to upgrade, but did you know Sheldon Power and Equipment will consign your equipment on their lot for you? Yet another option, if you need money fast for used equipment, John can help you turn that old iron into cash. Call John at 348-4400 for more information. Sheldon Power and Equipment, located at 125 North 3rd Avenue, where they specialize in service of all your large ag or truck repair. Check them out at SheldonPower.com.
And as we come back under duress is Dale in the backfield, throws it to the flat right side offensively, and there to pick it off, Cooper Meyer Vanderslice. He is in for six, and the Orbs are on the board.
Well, maybe that's what the Orbs needed. They just couldn't quite figure out how to get things dialed in offensively, so let's do a pick six and go defensively. So great job by the Orbs, and he kind of threw under duress. Dale did throw under duress. He was getting chased down from a couple of different Orbs, and so I'm sure if he had that ball back, he would have.
And the Orbs with the extra point blocked. It'll be 35-6, but the Orbs on the board. A great play near sack in the backfield, and Dale able to avoid that, but puts it out in the flat. Cooper Meyer Vanderslice there. Picked it off right about the line of scrimmage, so 36-yard return for a touchdown. Orem's on the board. We'll take a timeout. We're back. Kiowa M, 1550, FM 100.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor J.A. Tice about the exclusive confident retirement approach to see if you're prepared for your financial future. We understand your goals and provide personalized advice to help you reach them. Call J.A. Tice today, 712-324-5292. Office is located at 824 3rd Avenue, Sheldon, Iowa, 51201. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Heather, your lead pharmacist at Lewis Family Drug in Sheldon. I'm inviting you to stop in and learn about all the services we have to offer here at Lewis. We can make your life easier by filling all of your medications to be ready on the same day each month. We also have text or email notifications. We offer medication packaging, mail service, free in-town delivery, and all vaccinations. Our Lewis pharmacists are here ready to help. Please stop in and let us make you our priority at Lewis Family Drug Sheldon.
And as we come back, a strong return by Central Lion George Little Rock. That's Japet Raymond, the sophomore. And he returns it all the way back to the 46-yard line of Central Lion George Little Rock.
Yeah, I actually missed who got the stop there, but they don't make the stop, and he is gone. So they almost returned the favor there.
Busted it right up the middle. I was in the process of getting set to get back to air, and I'm afraid I missed it too, but that was a touchdown-saving tackle. Back on offense, 44 seconds to go. First half, Dale and Saddam in the backfield. Saddam goes out in the flat, and Dale looking to throw a screen pass this time. Nothing doing there. Cooper Meyer Vanderslice is able to carry him forward across midfield, but he was right on top of it. Couldn't have been more on top of it.
Right. But, Drew's so big, 6'1", 200 pounds, that it's going to take a little bit to get him down.
It's across midfield to the Sheldon 48, looking at a second and five. And the snap on the roll, Dale, pass back. That was the touchdown play. They've got an opportunity again into the open field, headed for the end zone. Albert this time takes it across field, and he's going to be in. They used it for a score before. This time, Albert has to cut it back inside. Great speed on his part at 6 foot 180, the senior, in for his second touchdown on the same play.
Yeah, after we saw that play the first time, we could see what was going to happen here from right, just kind of formed right in front of us. And, identical play, got a good block downfield, and in for the score.
And once again, the extra point team is out. Coob for the extra point. And the snap upcoming. Orbs overload the left side, but can't get there. The ball off the tee in a hurry, as it has been all night. Your score, 42-6 with 4 seconds to go in the first half. Lions defending the home field on homecoming eve here in Rock Rapids. Take a break. We'll be right back. Iowa M, 1550, FM 100.
Sheldon Family Dental, located in the Arlington Plaza in downtown Sheldon, is looking forward to caring for your dental health. Dr. Anderson and her dental team make courtesy and honesty their approach to making your dental visit a good experience. They offer professional dental services and a family-friendly atmosphere, and they look forward to serving you. New patients are always welcome. Call 324-3646 for your family's next dental appointment.
Langer's in the Lounge in downtown Sheldon is proud to support the Sheldon Orbs. Stop into the Lounge or Langer's before and after the game for 5 different kinds of pizzas served till closing, maybe a snack or a cold beverage. Relax and talk about the game, play many of the exciting arcade games, or have a complete sit-down meal. See what's new at the Lounge, and good luck to Orb Nation from Langer's in the Lounge in downtown Sheldon, the place to go before or after the game. Go Orb Nation.
Another quick strike touchdown for Central Lion. George Little Rock run on the football. That is headed well into the end zone as well. And that is out of the end zone as well.
That is, it's gone.
So this thing teed up, just to give this some perspective, teed up at the 40 into the back of the end zone. So that ball was in the air for 70 yards.
70 yards.
Yeah, midfield the 10 for the kick spot at the 40. Through the end zone, 70 yards in the air.
And like I said, I don't know
Raymond.
I don't know how tall these lights are, but I lose them I lose that ball in the lights. It literally goes above the lights and comes back down.
Absolutely amazing. Horeb's on offense, first and 10. The give, and Meyer Vanderslice out to the 22-yard line. And that will be the first half. Comes to a close with Central Iowa George Little Rock, 42-6. And for what many had thought would be a rebuilding year, definitely a reload.
Well, it is. When you can pull in these, and I think we were talking to their AD on the way in that, they thought, that sophomore class that they had, had some talent. Well, they weren't wrong. When you get some special athletes like that, and then, again, go back to basically a veteran offensive line, it's good things, I don't know how that beef bowl will turn out. When you look at West Line, they got 17 kids back. They're just dominating people. But, this district is just, it's crazy good week in, week out. We talked about it. Big game in Hull tonight with Cherokee coming up there. Cherokee's, kind of been ranked. And Western, they're just always right there with their program. So this district one is just insane every week.
As it always is, year after year. 19 minutes, 13 seconds in our halftime intermission. The Central Iowa George Little Rock Band taking the field, their halftime presentation. Homecoming night tonight here in Rock Rapids, and the Lions have been able to celebrate in fine style thus far. They lead at halftime, 42-6 over the Sheldon Orbs. We'll take a timeout. Come back, open up our halftime report. Or a football on KIWA. Sheldon, Iowa, AM 1550, FM 100.7. 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Studbet Trucking takes milk serious. Dairy hauling done utterly perfect. Your dairy industry leader in milk transporting, long or short. Studbet Trucking Incorporated, Sheldon, Iowa, 324-0182.
This summer, North Star Community Credit Union is lighting up the season with a hot deal just for you. Take advantage of our one-year CD special, offering an incredible 5.20% annual percentage yield with a minimum deposit of $500. Now is the perfect time to watch your money grow. Visit North Star Community Credit Union at any of our convenient locations in Cherokee, Ida Grove, or Sheldon. Or go online to nsccu.org to lock in this sizzling rate. Terms and conditions apply. APY assumes dividends added to principal quarterly. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Rates subject to change. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop and count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Babcock Meat Company in Sheldon, as well as Alton, carry a quality line of meat products that include cuts of steaks, chops, roasts, and bacon. Ground favorites like breakfast sausage, cooked and skinless brats, along with a variety of smoked products like snack sticks, jerky, summer sausage, and other specialty items. They also offer Phoenix grills, big green egg smoker grills, and grilling accessories. Babcock Meat Company, serving you from Sheldon and Alton.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Granstra, insurance agent at People's Insurance. We make it easy to insure your vehicle. Because we are an independent agency, we can offer competitive pricing through a number of dependable companies. Contact me for a free quote at 712-324-4400 or stop by our Sheldon location inside People's Bank, 2400 Park Street.
We are back at halftime. Central Lion George Little Rock Band performing here at intermission, much to the delight of the home fans. Good turnout for the home team, as always, here in Rock Rapids. Across the way, a strong representation by the orange and black as well. And certainly a strong representation by the Lions, the Central Lions, George Little Rock. First two possessions they get on the board. The first possession is quarterback Jade Dale, 25-yard touchdown run, Logan Coob, the extra point. 7-0 early, 10-18 to go first quarter. Then a 56-yard drive. Mikolet Saddam, a 2-yard run. The kick's good by Coop. 14-0, 6:03 to go first quarter. Then in the second quarter, it's an 81-yard drive. And a 20-yard touchdown run by Nicolette Saddam. A 5-yard touchdown run. Kick by Coop is good. It's 21-0 in favor of the Lions. 10:03 to go, second quarter. Then a 50-yard drive, and that is Jade Dale to Micolette Saddam. 4-yard touchdown pass. Kicked by Coop. It's 28-0. 6:04 to go. Then an interception by Weston Frecking. 35 yards for the score. Kick is good. 35-0. 4:34 to go in the second quarter. And then Sheldon on the board with a 36-yard interception return for six. Cooper Meyer Vanderslice gets the Orbs on the board. The kick's blocked. And it's 35-6 with 49 seconds to go in the half. And just before halftime, 19 seconds left, 54-yard drive comes to a close. Albert with a 48-yard touchdown pass from Dale. The kick's good by Coop. It's 42-6. And that is your score here at halftime. So there you go. And earlier on, I've got to correct myself here. I had a second touchdown for Albert, but that was erased due to a penalty. But they used that same play to score on the final score of the half, the 54-yard touchdown pass by Albert from Dale. And a lot of pub for the sophomores, rightfully so, for Saddam. But Albert, one of the seniors, he's got some pretty good jets, too. And out of the backfield, a nice play run by Central Lion George Little Rock to get all the flow going to the right side. And they pass back to him out in the flat and let him create. And he did. The first one that was called back, he just streaked up the sideline. But the one that did officially count cuts it back to the inside and goes crossfield.
Right.
Ends up scoring with his great speed. But all added up for to a 42-6 advantage here at halftime. It's been quite a half.
Yeah, it has.
George Little Rock.
It has. You know, anytime you got young skilled players, you wonder how they're going to react, and especially homecoming, you know, you talk. And, you know, we've talked before. I don't think there's one football coach probably in the country that loves homecoming week, you know, because it's just so stressful to get things put together. But this young skilled positions for Central Lion, they're definitely getting her done. And it, you know, starts right off the bat when he had a 45-yard run. Saddam right off, I think it was the very first play of the game, he gets a 45-yard run. And so, you know, going into half, he's sitting around 12 carries, 100 yards. And so, you know, I'm sure, you know, you know, who knows what they'll do. You know, with this kind of lead, that maybe they'll get some even younger kids or different kids in the mix here the second half. But, you know, everything besides a few penalties here or there, just kind of everything is going the Lions' way. But, you know, give them credit. They're kind of owning the O and D lines, and that's what you got to do.
Yeah, and the only thing that hasn't gone their way, the 36-yard interception return for a touchdown by Cooper Meyer Vanderslice. And that leads me into this. At the conclusion of the program, we'll give you our choice for the Power Player of the Game, brought to you by Sheldon Power and Equipment. The player providing the Orbs tonight with the Power Play, brought to you by Sheldon Power and Equipment. Their commitment to customer service when it comes to powerful. Sheldon Power and Equipment, the place to go. Go to SheldonPower.com. And an early front runner for that T-shirt this week, Cooper Meyer Vanderslice, number 5.
Yeah, that was definitely what the Orbs needed, for sure. But, you know, we'll see what happens here. I think Sheldon... I didn't really see who won the toss, but anyway, Central Line did receive first, so we should be getting the ball here in the second half, and we'll see what kind of adjustments Coach Cooper and company can make and kind of keep this contest a little respectable.
Yeah, the usual chaos that I forced upon myself, I was able to catch the actual signal from the official, and the Orbs did win the toss and made the
first. Okay, all right.
So that's how they end up with the ball to start the second half. And They'll be looking to get on the board. It's 42-6 advantage, so running clock comes into play here in the second half, or probably soon will, once we get things going. Have to do the math on that. Give me the Sheldon Community School District, 42-6. What do we got there? Is that a 35 or is it not?
Yes, 10:30 left in the half.
Okay, and then the score at 42-6?
42-6.
Will that be a running clock?
Yes.
Okay.
I understand your question now. I was just kind of a deer in the headlight there a little bit there.
That final score then by Central Wyatt George, Little Rock, even bigger than it appeared at the time.
Right.
So they were set up for a running clock. Orups with the pick six that got them under that 35-point differential, but that score just before the half and the all-important extra point, that'll get them with the running clock. So the Orups
with
some work to do on that first drive, because otherwise it's going to be a short game with that running
clock. Short game, yep. And, that's exactly what probably Central Lions got in mind. You know, keep the clock running and do the dance. I don't know if that's what they still do or not. I'm assuming everybody does a homecoming dance, but, yeah. So, we'll see. But, kind of important. And just for the Orbs' mental, just where they can take some good, because right now just the offense, they've, give the Lions credit. They prepared and they kind of shut down everything that we were able to do in the first three games.
Yeah, the Orbs haven't found the right answer just yet for Dale and Saddam, primarily the sensational sophomores that make up the backfield in the spread offense for Central Lyon George Little Rock.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what an explosive runner. You know, he's just kind of the whole package. Like you say, when you say speed, but then 5'9", 100, almost 190 pounds, and not sure, but looking from here, the body fat can't be a whole lot. He looks in very good shape and very, very strong runner. So if he's not outrunning you, a lot of times he's just going to lower the shoulder and get a couple more, and that's kind of the complete package.
Well, they've had some special players here over the years, and it appears as though they've got another one.
Yeah.
And that sophomore and his running mate in the backfield, the quarterback, showing himself pretty strong too. That's Jaden Dale.
Yeah, and both those quarterback and that tailback are sophomores. So, talk about, flashbacks over the next few years. The number 11, number 20, you're gonna get used to them.
Well, we're at halftime, 8 minutes to go in our halftime intermission. Both teams still talking things over in their respective locker rooms. We'll take another timeout, and we'll be back. We're at halftime. Central Lyon George, Little Rock in front, 42-6. The district opener tonight. We'll take a look at the schedule for other games and get into some numbers when we return. Orb football on Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Get the stain-fighting power of Maytag and a new top-load washer that's built to handle tough loads. It includes the deep-fill option for more water when you want it, plus the power agitator uses 360-degree wash action to break up stubborn messes. Shop Downtown Hardware to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. See Downtown Hardware Hank in Sheldon for more information.
Top-notch stitching in Sheldon is a proud supporter of the Sheldon Orbs. Stop in and check out all our custom school designs. We're your one-stop shop for all your custom merchandise with heat transfer and embroidery designs from many of the local community schools. We have a full line of athletic wear, including Under Armour, and with a quick turnaround time, you'll be showing your support for your school in no time. Stop in at Top Notch Stitching today.
Village Northwest Unlimited is proud to support all area athletes. Just as student athletes compete as a team, staff members at Village Northwest works as a team to build successful lives for 180 individuals with disabilities. Village Northwest would like to thank the area communities for supporting their mission to provide purpose, privacy, and dignity to all people.
Bringing you this game is Rosenboom. With locations in both Sheldon and Spirit Lake, Rosenboom produces custom-crafted hydraulic cylinders for leading industries like construction, agriculture, military, and more. Rosenboom is currently looking to hire for a variety of positions. For career listings and benefits, visit www.rosenboom.com. Find your place at Rosenboom.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
We are back at Rock Rapids. We get set for the second half of play, 5:36 counting in our halftime intermission. Both teams back out on the field. The Orbs across the way. Central Lion George Little Rock in the process of coming back out. Numbers definitely favoring Central Lion George Little Rock with some unofficial numbers. What do you have there, Coach?
Yeah, pretty much it's all been Saddam in the backfield. Got him 12 rushes for 100 yards. And then Jaden Dale, the quarterback, six rushes for 64 yards. Dale had a TD, and then Saddam had two TDs rushing and one catching. So huge half by the Central Lion offense and the young backs. Dale was really, really accurate with his throws, too, here, most of them. But that last one was to Elbert. I had that for a 48-yard, you know, scamper for the house. So, been pretty accurate. Been high-percentage throws. You know, we were kind of talking about that while we went off the air for a little bit. They were high-percentage throws, but I think Eben had said that he wanted to, you know, see where they were sitting with that passing game. And, you know, anytime you got maybe a young quarterback like that, you're going to maybe do some high percentage, you know, throws, and that's exactly what they did. But yeah, I think basically for the Orbs here, just the, you know, Landon's got to realize that these guys up front for the Lions are, they kind of mean business, and our O-line is doing a very good job for what they're going up against. But Cease's just got to go down his receivers and get rid of the ball a little quicker here in the second half, or it's going to be a long two quarters.
Well, another score to tell you about there at halftime in Algona. The football brothers, John and Justin Hellinga on Kiowa FM 105.3, and that has Algona in front at halftime, 28-0, the score there in Algona. Our score here, 42-6 in favor of Central Lion, George Little Rock, and we've seen a little time trimmed off the board. We're down to 44 seconds.
So they're gonna rock this thing.
Trimmed about 3 minutes out there, and see if we have time to tell you about what else is going on around the area. I believe we should have just enough time to give you some other matchups around the area, in particular Class 2A District 1. That's
the one everybody's curious about.
Primary. And, of course, the scores or the schedule page is
loading
up. Yeah, it's loading up in Fuego.
Yeah, but, you know, actually we probably did. I don't even know what time it is. But, you know, as much scoring, it still was a pretty quick first half for this game. So there's maybe a lot of scores that haven't even come in yet.
All right. Want to look to get you the schedule for tonight. And that shows up as the Lions and Orbs head back out on the field. 2A District 1, other matchups tonight, along with the Orbs at Central Lion, George Little Rock, Unity Christian at West Lion matchup, Cherokee at Western Christian. That's the one that seemed of interest to us.
Yeah.
See just what Western has compared with Cherokee. Western ranked in the polls earlier, have since dropped out. Cherokee into the polls in 2A, making the top 10. And that would be the highlights, I guess, for us. But keep in mind, as scores come in, we'll have the sports schedule page turn into the scoreboard page.
There you go.
On the website, KIWARadio.com, later on this evening. So we'll have those scores for you. We begin the second half, 12 minutes on the clock. Central Lion George Little Rock up 42-6, so it will be a running clock situation.
75 yards in the air on this one. What do you get? What are you betting?
The high low.
Oh man!
Kick
yeah.
Up and
yep.
No, just 70.
Yeah, just shy of the
just MCA. Shy of 70.
Once
in the air.
Chipette Raymond, wow. The sophomore. Another blast off the tee.
And it's all leg, too, because it's not like he takes an 8-yard run for it. I think it's only like a 2.5-yard drop back from the ball. So he's just stepping twice and popping it.
So, Coach, let me put it to you this way. Who'd have thought we'd head to Rock Rapids for a high school football game this Friday night?
And talk about the kicker?
Well, I'll be talking about the over-under on 70 yards.
right, on a kickoff.
Orbs with the ball, first and 10, two backs in the backfield, and the pitch goes to Wimpy looking for the edge. And he'll pick up about 5. He should be to the 25, see how he gets marked.
Pitch goes to Wimpy around the right side.
Yeah, he's going to...
Just shy at 24.
Yeah, pick up about 3. So 3 to 4, I don't know. They
go second and 7.
All right.
For the Orbs from their... own 23.5-yard line. And play coming in from the sidelines. That's
Owen Brower is bringing the play in. Yep. Looks like everybody got a couple split out right.
Yep, two near side, two backs in the backfield to give. And trapped in the backfield is Wempe. No let up from central line of George Little Rock. He's stacked up at 21. The boys up front continue to excel at Zach Drempf, Levi Kramer, Sam Christensen, and Jack Kroll, the linebackers. Brady Kirsch, Drew Kufferschmidt, and Kendrell Thomas. They've done a job.
Yeah, big third down here for the Orbs, third down and 8. Just cannot seem to get the rhythm here on offense. Now,
and a quick decision by Seedstra. He'll head out of the pocket back to the 26-yard line. Stiff arm gets him a couple of yards. But again, good discipline by central line George Little Rock.
Yeah, gets about 2 back, but, yeah, not near enough. Going to leave 4th and 5, so bring out Getting and a punt.
10-21 and counting, and back to receive, Jepet and Albert. Getting back to punt, he'll stand at his own 15. And a kick up, headed for the stripe. No, fair caught, or the call for the fair catch. He'll back away. The Orbs batted out of bounds on the Lions' side of the 50. 47 will be the line of scrimmage.
Let's see. It looks like, it looks at least for this first possession, we got... Got the main or the starters back in for Central Lion.
Yeah, and that's a little bit of a tough call. You got the sophomores in the backfield. You want to get them gain experience, but at the same time, you want to get some other players on the roster, some game reps too. So
yeah,
we'll see how
sure.
This works out. But at the moment, starters in. Clock rolls. Continuous clock, 9:19 in the third quarter. 42-6 in favor of Central Lion, George Little Rock. And the snap to Dale. Dale on the keeper. He goes straight up the middle, kicks it to the outside. He's got some room. Shifty with great speed. He's inside the 40 to the 38 of Sheldon.
Yeah, another big hole by the guys up front. So, their main objective, and Coach Eben was right when he said Fisher's not only leading tackler on the Orb team, but he's basically leading all of Northwest Iowa in all classes. And so... if you've been watching, they really got some guys sticking to him and making sure that he is not a factor on this defensive side of the ball anyway.
First and 10 for the Lions. Sheldon 39. The give to Saddam up the middle. Tackled high. Gets away.
I don't know how he got
to the
away
outside.
From that.
And he's going to be gone. That great speed. Orbs had him. Tackled high. Had a little bit of the helmet. No face mask. But he's able to spin out of that at about the 20. He's in for the score, a 38-yard touchdown run, and his third or fourth of the night.
Well, it's third on the ground, and then he had a receiving, so that's number 4 for him tonight.
38-yard score, and the first possession of the second half for Central Lion, George Little Rock. And Saddam on a 38-yard run.
And they're here for the extra point.
Kube once again. Kicks up, and it is good.
Yep.
That's the point count by two.
So,
yeah, what a make it 49-6.
You know, and on that run there, too, we saw a little bit of everything. The quickness, the speed, and then the power right at the end to break through the tackles, which a couple of orbs had him wrapped up at about the 18-yard line and just did one spin move out of it. And you're not gonna take him down with an arm tackle. He proved that there.
Yeah, I don't know what else to go with, but the best I can come up with, special players.
Yeah.
Seems to be the most apt description I've got.
Yeah, for sure.
Saddam Salam, another big night. Nicolette Saddam, the 5'9", 186-pound sophomore. Ball on the tee, 8:20, clock does stop after a scoring play. It's 49-6 in favor of the Lions as they break. And the ball set up on the 40-yard line. To Pat, ready for a run on the football. And the kick takes a full swing, and that'll get into the end zone right at the goal line.
Yep, that was only 61 yards.
Yep.
Getting late in the night, his legs are getting tired.
Yeah, I would think he'd be getting loose now if he's going to go for 77 or so.
Yeah, how many times, you know?
Yeah, but he still had another one, just about made a Little Rock.
Yeah, he did it like six, seven times tonight.
Yeah. Another amazing player. Some special sophomores this year at Central Iowa, George Little Rock. Orbs with a first and 10. In motion, the give coming around. That's Brower. And on the jet, he gets out to the 23-yard line. See if there's any changes there for the Orbs. He's been rotating in and out with the play. The Orbs stay otherwise with the starters.
Yep.
Clock
yep.
Rolling 7:58, third quarter.
Owens out. Cooper Jansville brings the play in. So
yeah, those two rotate. Getting in full time as a starter. The other, Wenthe, occasionally he'll drop back in the backfield. Right now it's Cooper Meyer Vanderslice. Fake to Wenthe, give to Vanderslice, and he digs. Good hard run out to the 30-yard line. So good seven for Meyer Vanderslice. Enough for the first.
Just enough for the first, the way it looks.
Move the sticks far side. First and 10 for the Orbs. Looking to put something together here. The Orbs scoring by Cooper Meyer Vanderslice. Laying out in the flat. Picked off a pass. Returned at 36 yards to the house for the Orbs scoring. First and 10, Sheldon at their own 30-yard line. 7:06 to go, counting here in the third quarter. Lions up 49-6. Orbs two wide receivers up top. Snap, fake the give. Seastrew will keep, and he'll run into a wall.
Yeah,
at the 30-yard line. If he gets progress, it'll be a yard to the 31.
Not much there. So, Jack Kroll, Drew Kupersmith there for the stop.
Second and 9 for the Orbs is the huddle up. It has been tough sledding tonight, both sides of the ball. Big time offense by Central Iowa, George Little Rock. They played some pretty salty D as well.
Yeah, they have taken the Orbs completely out of their offensive game plan.
And Bobble is snap able to recover, but it'll be a loss back to the 27 covered by Seatstra. The Orbs now looking at a third and 13 back to their own 27-yard line. 28-yard line, excuse me.
Right.
5:55 and counting, third quarter, as play comes in with Brower from the sideline. Orbs out of the huddle, up over the football. One back in the backfield with Seatstra. And the snap, Seastra looking to throw. He'll go, picked off at the 40 to the 30. Digging to the outside. That was picked up by Gavin Bruns.
Yeah, that was a little miscommunication again by the wideouts, but seemed like it was kind of right in between Getting and Winthy, so I'm not real sure maybe who, you know, if Seacher just kind of misplaced the ball or if one of those guys ran a little different route than what Seacher was expecting, but end result is interception.
Good read by Bruns, the corner. He returns it about 5 yards to the 27-yard line of Sheldon. And we've got some changes now for Central Lion, George Little Rock. That last score will be it for the starters. So
yeah.
Some different players in. And the give, straight ahead run inside the 20 to the 18. And we'll see who that was. Last get out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get out the
10-in Shepard. He's another sophomore, 5'10", 165-pounder.
Just get out the old...
yep, be a program game.
Program air game
here
for the rest of the half. Yeah.
4:15 and counting for Central Lion, George Little Rock.
Brady Kirsch looks like he's in at quarterback number 2 for Central Lion.
And the snap, Kirsch on the caper. He'll go back up inside just off right guard inside the 15 to the 14-yard line.
Just enough to move the chains, though. They got him a little smaller fella. He got him listed at 5'10", 150 pounds, Kirsch.
And see if that breaks the trend. No, he is also a sophomore.
Yep, they got a pile of sophomores.
Yeah, again, that highly touted sophomore class certainly filtering their way through to the second team as well. Kirsch on the snap, the toss to the right side, keeper, or run around the edge by Shepard. He'll pick up a couple near the 10-yard line for Sheldon. Clock at 3:11, third quarter. Continues to roll, and Central Lion George Little Rock now taking some time in the huddle. They'll take some time letting the play clock drain as well. For their offense, plays come in from the sideline. Now Kirsch sets up in the backfield, one back with him. That's Shepard. Receiver in motion, fake, and Kirsch with the football. Looking to go left side. He'll get tracked down, and down he goes at the 18-yard line.
There was one for Mitchell Fisher. He wasn't going to let that one get away.
Strong play by the Orbs. He's kind of bulldogged him down.
Yeah, about a 5-yard loss there. So
looked like a takedown. He's one of your guys.
Yes, he is. So
I would have to think he wrestles pretty well from his feet.
Yeah, he's, he does, he holds his own. We'll say that. How's that?
Sounds pretty good to me. Second down and third down and 10 for Central Lion. George Little Rock and a give. Again, hard charge off the right side back to the 5-yard line goes Shepard. So he gets a bunch of yardage back.
Yeah, still going to be just a little short, but I would say they're going to.
Clock at 1:42 here in the third. Central Lion, George Little Rock taking their time in the huddle. Reserve players in. We'll get some names and numbers for the Orbs as they begin to respond as well. And the give stood up and tackled sideways back to the five.
I think he got it. But let's see.
Yeah, the marker right on the stripe.
They have not.
Side. I don't think we've seen any of these all year until now. They're going to measure.
They're going to measure for a first down. But this is a big, big down.
Clock will stop for that at 1:02 here in the third quarter, 49-6. The Central Lion, George Little Rock lead. Lions come over to the sidelines. And the Orbs with the stop. The measurement did not work out. And the Orbs will have a first and 10, so they get the stop on downs.
Wow, that was a huge, huge play by the Orb defense there.
Absolutely. Nice tackle right at the line of scrimmage and tackled him sideways instead of any forward momentum. So the Lions for the Orbs at their own 5-yard line. The offense out on the field. And the Orbs looking to get some reps in for that starting offense. They'll keep them in. Give to Wenthe, looking to get around the corner left side. Runs out of room. He's out at the 15.
Yeah, he's going to get a few there, but let's see. So he's a little more than what you think when he's down there by the on the one end. But they gave him around 7-8 yards there, it looks like.
Second and 2 for the Orbs. Final 10 seconds of the third quarter. We started the half with a running clock. See if the Orbs get the playoff. Right. Now down to 4. And Seatstrew with the signals. Orbs will get it off. And the give, Wenthe going left side. Wenthe into the open, finds a crease, and he's got some room down the sideline left side. Puts out a spin move as he goes out of bounds, still standing up as he left the playing field to the 40-yard line of Central Iowa, George Little Rock. It's one of the biggest gains of the night for the Orbs.
Yeah, gave him some positive.
From the 15 to the 40. And the third quarter comes to a close. Lions in front, 49-6. We'll step aside. Back in a moment, Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, see Prins Insurance in Sheldon and Sanborn, or visit them on the web at PrinsINS.com.
Bringing families together through entertainment. At Premier Communications, we think that's important. But the best and most reliable entertainment doesn't come automatically. It requires a great network. Premier's digital cable TV delivers you favorite shows in high definition, and lightning-fast internet gives you the chance to stream and video chat. As your local hometown provider, we think you deserve the best. The best is Premier Communications. Visit us online at mypremieronline.com or call us toll-free, 800-741-8351. Premier Communications, looking ahead.
And as we come back, the Orbs now working at the north end zone on the jet. It'll be Tyson Getting. Inside the 40, he's tackled far side. We'll kind of wait a moment, see the spot. Minimal gain, 39-yard line of Central Iowa, George Little Rock, the new line of scrimmage. So second and 8 for Sheldon, just underway, fourth quarter. Lions in front, 49-6 over the Orbs.
Yeah, let's see. Right now, the Orbs still kind of got the starters in, but... Just want to try to get a little positive to bring away from this night.
Yep, trying to finish a drive with 6, and then I believe we'll see some substitutes in. Across the 35 to the 34 goes Seatstra.
Yep, that was just a keeper there, but they've really just kind of shut down everything we've had to throw at them.
Or I was looking at a 3rd and 3. Line of scrimmage, the 29-yard line of Central Iowa, George Little Rock, correction there. Catch myself here, 34, the line of scrimmage. Orbs looking at a 3rd and 4 for the first down. One back in the backfield with Seatstra. Standard spread set. And the jet coming back towards us. Wenthe trying to get in some room. And Wenthe will be taken down short of the first down. He'll be inside the 35, again 34, is back to the original line.
Yeah, just not much of anything there for Wenthe again, but.
Now a fourth down play for, wait a minute.
Oh, they got, yeah, it should be fourth down.
Now the penalty being taken by.
Oh, wait a minute.
Central Iowa, George Little Rock.
Okay.
A hold called on the Orbs.
All right, so now it. It is third down.
I saw what looked to be a pretty good pancake.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Yeah, the onus on the Europe lineman, but instead of a pancake, turns out it might have been a fall down
block. Yeah, I'm not sure. But
grabbed some shirt on the way down with it because that's kind of the area where it occurred.
Yeah, and maybe it was a different one than what we saw, too. Yeah. But
so a third and 13. Vanderslice with a strong run. Flag white. He's inside the 40 to 38. That
looking
may have
like
been on the tackle.
Face mask there.
So the Orbs beneficiary, if it is, be a spot foul, be enough for the first down.
Well, I believe there's still two different types, so a 5 or a 15, which...
That's the 15er right
that's
there.
That's the 15er.
So that'll put the ball at the 25-yard line of Central Lyon George Little Rock. Clock at 9:37 and counting. Running clock situation. We're in the fourth quarter. Orbs break the huddle. First and 10. Starter is looking to finish up tonight with a touchdown drive. And now out of the spread, Seedstra looking to throw. And into the end zone.
Oh.
In and out of the hands. Had a chance. Not able to reel it in.
I think.
65 and 10 for Wenthy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I believe that was Wenthy, but. Just threw the finger off the fingertips of Wenthy.
Yeah, that was good, strong delivery and opportunity for Seedstra to take that drop and wing it, and he did. Very close to an Orb 6.
Yeah, for sure. That was a nice ball.
Clock at 8:46, fourth quarter. Central Lyon George Little Rock up 49-6. Fourth quarter here in Rock Rapids. First and 10 for the Orbs. That came on first down. Seedstra throw out in the flat. He's got Wenthy this time. Wenthy may have towed just in front of the stick. We'll see far side with the markers. And the way the official's setting up, that's going to be about a yard short the way
it
looks.
Yeah, he's maybe a couple.
He's going to spot at the 17-yard line. But the Orbs continue to drive. Play comes in from the sidelines looking at... Third and 3 at the 17-yard line of Central Lyon George Little Rock. Wide receiver near side and two far side on the jet. Fake of the jet ball loose, and it looks like the Lions have it. They'll take over at the Orb 20.
Yeah, just started off as a low snap and then... tried to fake a dive and hit that jet and just timing on everything when that snap was low and just kind of set the timing off with everything and it almost looked like the backs kind of collided there a little bit and so really don't know who to blame the fumble on besides it was it just hit the turf and happened to have Central Lyon fall on it so.
Orbs driving, so that'll be a fumble recovery at their own 20-yard line. Orbs call a timeout. I think they're going to do a little mix and match with the defense. We'll let you know when we return. Timeout. Central Lyon George Little Rock up 49-6. We're back in just.
Being on the winning team in Northwest Iowa for over 130 years, Iowa State Bank is a proud supporter of all our area high school sports teams.
Iowa State Bank, we're ready for you.
Vans Power Center in Hall, Iowa is ready to take care of your power sport wishes. All new inventories, great service, and exciting power sports equipment that you can enjoy. We look forward to helping you enjoy your favorite power and power sports. Just one block south of J Electric Building on Highway 18 West in Hall.
And we're back at Rock Rapids. We continue play. 7:08 to go, fourth quarter. Fumble recovery by Central Lyon George Little Rock at their own 21-yard line. Orbs were driving, make it the 20, first and 10. And the handoff. Straight up the middle, spun around, but still out to the 26-yard line is Shipper. So gain of 6 for the Lions. Clock at 7 minutes, just under 7 in the fourth quarter. Lions up 49-6, so running clock situation. And the Orbs calling a timeout in a situation just due to numbers. You don't necessarily have a first team, second team
right.
defense.
Correct.
A little bit of mix and match, so you got to call a timeout to get set You're in for here, you're in for there. And the Orbs with slightly different luck will keep you up to date on the fly as Lions out over the football. Out of the spread, and the give once again, Shipper. He's got some room on the left side. He's got a lot of room. It's a foot race up the far sideline. Shepard so far cuts it back in, and he's brought down inside the 25, 24-yard line of Sheldon. So another big-time play for the Central Lions, George Little Rock backfield.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the kind of things you get when these kids get into quite a few of the games. If they're up score-wise, that they can get some playing time under the lights on Friday, and that's how the ball just keeps rolling for them.
Well, and the other thing, too, you got fresh legs.
Yes, absolutely.
Like that. That's a big deal, too.
Because it's still pretty warm out there. I'm surprised we have not seen any crampage yet.
Kirsch in the give to Shepard. He's going right side, but not much doing that time. He's pulled down at the 15. Still pretty decent game. 5:26 in counting. Clock in the south end zone, the scoreboard. 49-6 advantage for the Lions. Homecoming tonight here in Rock Rapids, and the district opener for Class 2A down through 8-player football.
Yep.
From 3A on up, pretty much another week of non-district play. They'll get into the district battles next week. And the snap to give, the snap to Shepard this time, the way it looked. And he is at the 10.
Took a hard hit. I'm not sure. You know, now they're on the opposite end, but who they got in there at linebacker, but big-time hit on him.
Yeah. I'll apologize just for my own self. White jerseys and orange numerals.
And it's that time of year, or night, I should say.
They don't jump off the white jerseys like you think they would. And we're at about the 40 of Central Lions, so they're working the far end zone. And again, Shepard once again, nice play inside, and the Yards take him down at the 13.
That was Colton Jaeger. Excuse me, Caden Jaeger. I get apologized a little bit. Colton's probably not suited up here. He has been recovering. I don't think he's home yet, but got kind of serious with him last week against Emmitsburg. I know he had surgery or was going to have surgery on a collarbone. He also had some spleen issues, and he was one sick young man there for a little bit, but did get the chance to get up and see him here last week. And so our thoughts and prayers to Colton as he is up there trying to get back on the field.
Absolutely. Wish him only the best. Give to Shepard. He gets quite a bit back. He's inside the 5, about the 4-yard line. Fumble recovery for Central Lion George Little Rock at their own 20-yard line. And now Shepard on the tackle, a little hitch in his get along, favoring an ankle as he comes off. Now gets a little help coming off the field. A big opportunity for him, and for the most part, he took great advantage of it, but hate to see him injured here in the late stages. 358 and counting in the fourth.
Well, so, he is putting some weight on it, so maybe just kind of roll her over a little bit.
So another back in. I believe that's 30. Well, we don't have a 31. And to give 37 with the carry to the goal line, and that is Wyatt Minter.
Yep, another sophomore.
6'1", 170. And that'll be short of the goal line, fourth down, and Orbs with an opportunity to play a little defense here and eliminate a score with the ball sitting on the Orb 4-yard line. Fourth down play, fourth and goal from the 4. And timeout called, time running short. I believe it was Central Lions George Little Rock call a timeout.
Yeah, I didn't see what the play clock was at, but
they quickly reset it for 25. We'll take a quick time out. We'll be right back. Aura Football on Kiowa M 1550 FM 100.
Swartz Sanitary Service will provide you with reliable pickup services for their commercial customers, so don't let your trash pile up. Call Swartz Sanitary at 324-3543. Their business is picking up. Swartz Sanitary in Sheldon, your commercial specialist, salutes the accomplishment of Orb Sports.
Orange City Area Health System's team of physical therapists and sports medicine physicians offer a broader range of evaluation and treatment for injuries. Our doctors have expert training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, which helps diagnose the cause of the problem, allowing them to provide more precise treatments. Often a combination of medical treatment and therapy is used to produce the optimal outcome. Get back to feeling and performing your best faster with the sports medicine team at Orange City Area Health System.
And we are back at Rock Rapids. Fourth and goal from the 4 for Central Iowa. George Little Rock, 2:05 when the signal is given to roll the clock. And Kirsch, the quarterback, one back in the backfield with him. And cut into the end zone. That is number 37, Wyatt Minter.
No.
And he is short of the end zone.
Yeah, no signal yet, but I think we're just short.
So the Orbs with a stop. Unless there was an opportunity for a first down.
I believe
the
there was.
The official stops time. And we going to have another measurement? We are.
I believe so.
Far side, they come
two
across.
In one game. We haven't had any?
No, I think we had one up until tonight, have we?
Well, I want to say like last year, probably half the year, the last half, we didn't have one.
Yeah, a little surprised.
I don't think so.
At that. But you don't have enough close plays. But
right.
Just enough for the first down. The hometown fans clap in approval. So the clock rolls at a minute 42. Lions knocking on the door. Fourth and goal. It's a 49-6 game, but you've got reserves on both sides. So looking like this one's going to get played out for real. Kirsch, hand to give. And into the end zone this time. It's Minter for the touchdown.
Yeah, they are switching, so they're plenty far down at that south end, L.A., as far as really sticking out to see defensive-wise who's down there. But bringing their kicker again for the extra point.
And Kube has been perfect tonight. See if he continues. Kirsch, the holder, kicks up. It's good. And your score, 56-6. We'll take a timeout. We're back for a football on Kiowa M, 1550 FM, 100.
Hi, this is Corey from Bill's Electric, longtime electrical contractor in Sheldon. Contact us for your residential, commercial, or ag projects. Good luck to all the local schools during this sports season.
Vista Prairie at Fieldcrest is an assisted living and memory care community in Sheldon. With the friendship activities and entertainment you've been looking for, they offer compassionate and joy-filled solutions for seniors who value their independence, yet want access to affordable personal care and supportive services. Make Vista Prairie at Fieldcrest your new home before the harsh winter sets in. Call for a tour today at 712-324-2338. Vista Prairie at Fieldcrest. Life looks great from here.
And we're back. The Lions getting on the board. Fumble recovery at their own 20. They go back 80 yards the other way. Reserves in, and it's an opportunity for Wyatt Minter. A one-yard touchdown run kicked by Cube is good. It's 56-6 in favor of Central Lions. George Little Rock, minute 22 left to go. And the south end zone, a kick into the end zone, well in. And it'll be a touchback for Central Iowa, George Little Rock.
63 yards.
Losing ground. No wind either.
No
Bugs
wind.
Kicking into a slight wind.
Yeah, there you go. That's why.
Wind of about 12 miles per hour. But to Pat, all night long, he has hit the
crazy
end zone. He's had a couple that have gone out of the end zone. So kicking with the ball on the 40. There have been a few that have been well plus 70 yards in the air, and he's getting some pretty great height, too. a true weapon.
Yeah, for sure.
The Lions.
Looks like a whole host of JV or backup orbs in here. Orbs. All across the line and back. So
yep. Out to the 21 for the Orbs. Started at 20, their own 21.
Jaeger on the carry for the Orbs.
Jaeger with the carry for Sheldon. Minute one and counting in the fourth quarter. Been a running clock situation for much of the second half. Orbs break the huddle. And out over the football. And the snap. Once again, the gift to Jaeger. He's taken down immediately at the 20. It's a loss of one. Final 35 seconds to go. Third and 11 for the Orbs. 26 seconds and counting.
Yeah, this one, I think, as far as the Orbs, it's, they just want the last 20 seconds to roast off. They want to get out of the shoulder pads and get back to Sheldon and scratch their heads a little bit, watch some film, and see if they can fight through some of these mistakes.
Plot strategy for next week, back to throw, and sack will be the final play of the game is Braden Mao. Nowhere to go. The junior 6'1", 150 is tackled. Clock will run out. And Central Lion George Little Rock, a statement early. 56-6. And not a good night for the Orbs, but the Lions look pretty darn good tonight.
Yeah, you always kind of think that, Orbs could come in here on what they've shown the first three games and have an opportunity to scare them a little bit, maybe have them sit back and take notice. But just seemed like the momentum and everything about this game went in the favor of the Lions, and that's the end result.
Well, Central Lion, George Little Rock, 56-6. There'll be some smiles at the homecoming dance. We'll take a time out and we'll go through a post game here on Kiowa AM 1550, FM 100.
Outstanding comfort, performance, and versatility in a compact design. That's the name of the game in a New Holland skid steer loader. Work in class-leading space and comfort. Get a clearer view in every direction. Enjoy best-in-class boom geometry for exceptional lift and reach. And be ready for any job with a wide range of attachments so you can do more than just lift and load. Choose from six fuel-efficient models from 60 to 90 horsepower. See a new skid steer loader today at O'Brien County Implement in Sheldon, Iowa.
Are you getting ready to graduate? University of Iowa, Iowa State University, or the University of Northern Iowa offers choices of in-person or online programs that can help your ideas flourish. Whether you're passionate about engineering, the arts, or business, explore what Iowa universities have to offer you at low cost. Find out today at WIRRC.org and discover your gateway to higher education. Orb Sports is brought to you by Morgan Collision. Let Morgan Collision take care of all your vehicle needs, from glass repair or replacement to auto body damage. If you get hit, hit Morgan Collision for all your frame and body work needs. Morgan Collision is proud to support the Sheldon Orbs.
And we're back at Rock Rapids. A big night for Central Lion George Little Rock. They celebrate homecoming with a 56-6 win over the Sheldon Orbs. It unfolded this way. The Lions scoring on their first two possessions. First possession, quarterback Jade Dale, 25-yard touchdown run. Logan Coob, the extra point at 7-0, 10-18 to go, first quarter. Then a 56-yard drive. Mikolet Saddam, a 2-yard run. Kick by Coob is good. 14-0 in favor of the Lions. 6:03 to go in the first. Then an 81-yard touchdown drive. It's Saddam once again, a 5-yard touchdown run. And Coob with the extra point. And that made it 21-0. 10:03 to go second quarter. Later in the second quarter, 50-yard drive. It's Dale to Saddam for a 4-yard touchdown pass. Kicks good. It's 28-0. 6:04 to go. And then the Orbs get on the board. An interception. Weston Frecking, 35-yard touchdown interception return. Kicks good by Coop. That made it 35-0. 4:34 to go second quarter. Then 49 seconds left in the half. It's the Orbs' turn as Cooper Meyer Vanderslice. 36-yard interception return takes it back for six. Kick is blocked. It's 35-6 in favor of the Lions. 49 seconds to go till halftime. And just before halftime, a 54-yard drive, quick strike drive coming to a close. Matt Albert, wide receiver, with a 48-yard touchdown pass reception in the flat. All the flow going right. They passed it back to him in the left flat. He heads up the sidelines by 5 yards, cuts it back to the center of the field, makes his way to the far corner, and all told, 48 yards later, the Lions on the board again. The kick by Coob, good, 42-6, 19 seconds to go at halftime, and that was a big score because it set up a running clock to start the second half. That made for a short second half of play. It's past 9, and we're wrapped up here in Rock Rapids. Third quarter, first possession of the half for Central Lyon. George Little Rock, same story as previous. It's down with a 38-yard touchdown run. The kick by Coop is good, 49-6, 8:20 to go. And the final scoring coming at a minute 22 in the contest. 80-yard drive that followed a fumble recovery by the Orbs. They were driving. Central Lyon recovering at their own 20. Go back the other way. It's Wyatt Minter. 1 yard touchdown run. Kicked by Coob. 56-6. With a minute 22 to go, that would be your final score. And a big night for Micolette Saddam. I believe a trio touchdown runs, touchdown reception. One for Matt Albert, touchdown reception, and Coob. Perfect on extra points here tonight. All adds up to a 56. The sixth win for Central Lyon, George Little Rock. Final thoughts about this one, just a tough night overall. Not a lot of positives to take out of this one.
No, there wasn't. I guess mutual respect. I know it was a hard-hitting game, but, you didn't see any personal fouls or unsportsmanlike. I guess if you're going to take some positives, that's one thing, to say, because it's probably pretty easy for your attitude and your, give a hoot to maybe quit or give up on you, but when it gets to be kind of like that. But, overall, they just got to find some ways. They've always found a way to get Isaac into the open, and, here was a prime example. They were kind of able to shut him down. He had one run of 47 yards that kind of opened him up, but that was basically the extent of the Sheldon offense. And they passed the ball around a little bit as far as who they had rush. There was quite a few guys had 6, 7, 8, 10 rushes, but hardly made double digits with the yardage. That defense of Central Lyon was just very aggressive, very swarming, and I think they'll go back and look at film, and they'll have to make some changes. And every team is not going to be Central Lyon, but yet it kind of is in this district. Next week it's not going to get any easier with Unity and the rest of the way out. It's just a powerhouse district, and unfortunately you're going to take some lumps. You hope they're not this bad of lumps, but most you can do is go regroup and get ready for next week. Although again, now it's our turn. A little festivities are going to go on next week with homecoming, so I'm sure that'll drive the coaching staff a little nuts. But at the end of the day, it's all part of the high school experience, and we'll see what next week Friday brings.
Well, a couple of things. Concentration level should be fairly high for next week.
Yes.
For the Orbs, and from the Central Lyon George Little Rock perspective on offense, I'm thinking of the super sophomores and defense. Assignment defense was superb.
Correct. You mentioned
Orbs not able to get Wenthy on the loose, and really strong attention to assignments.
Yep, they did.
Defense.
You know, and they're big, big, strong kids on the outside of that. You know, both defensive ends are go 6'3", 220, 230. So they got some big, strong kids that are keeping that contained and their wingspan. There was a few times Wenthy tried to get around them and just was unable to. So, yeah, kudos to Central Lyon. They had a huge night, and we'll see what they bring. I guess if all else fails. For those that have texted me, I usually text back. You know who you are if you text me, but I haven't texted you back because this whole game, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag now. Go Big Red. Nebraska's playing at home against Illinois. They're up by 7, so go Big Red.
There you go. Just about time for us to go. Before we do, there was a magic moment for the Orbs here tonight. The power play of the game brought to you by Sheldon Power and Equipment. Sheldon Power and Equipment wants you to be first in your lineup with the right equipment from Sheldon Power and Equipment. At Sheldon Power and Equipment, of course, you can trade your equipment in the upgrade. But did you know Sheldon Power and Equipment will consign your equipment on their lot for you? Yet another option if you need money fast for unused equipment. John will give you, he'll help you turn your old iron into cash. Call John at 348-4400 for more information. Sheldon Power and Equipment, located at 125 North 3rd Avenue, where they specialize in service for all of your large ag or truck repair. Check them out, SheldonPower.com. Check them out online, SheldonPower.com. Which Orb made the powerful impact in the game, receiving the Powering the Orbs t-shirt? That would be number 5. Made a little house call.
Yeah, that was, you know, kind of a spark that the Orbs needed at the time. Unfortunately, not enough spark. But, you know, great play on Cooper's part of a pick six to get us on the board.
Yep, Cooper Meyer Vanderslice making off with the T-shirt this week. Orbs defensive line, a near sack of Jaden Dale, able to get the ball free, passed it out in the flat. But they're waiting in the weeds, none other than Cooper Meyer Vanderslice. Far side as we surveyed the action. He was up the sidelines and 36 yards later in the end zone. So Cooper Meyer Vanderslice with the 36-yard interception return for a touchdown, our power player of the game. Final score here tonight, Central Lyon George Little Rock 56-6 over the visiting Sheldon Orbs. Up next for the Lions, they will play host to Cherokee for the Orbs. Back home, homecoming for the Orbs as they square off against Unity Christian, the district opener. So the Orbs off to a 2-2 start. They're at 500, 0-1 in the district for Central Lyon George Little Rock. They improved to 3-1 on the year and open up 1-0. In the district. Final score here tonight, Central Lyon George Little Rock 56-6 over the Orbs. For the coach, Corey Rose, I'm LA Guy with Sports. We'll send you back to the studios and talk to you again next Friday.